from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's, it's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports talk with Bubba and B.
Boom, 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 boom.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Jack takes the night off and we're 20 minutes behind.
That's a good thing to be late for. Well, St. Joe Festival. That's good. That gets a
little cabbage.
Well attended, yeah.
Yeah.
I was there. One year I was there, I pulled you out of the fence.
Pulled him out of the fence.
Nothing. Jumped. Never mind.
That wasn't recently, was
no.
it?
No.
This was 20 years ago, wasn't it?
More than that. How long has that been going on?
The St. Joe Festival?
Christ, forever.
Since 34 years,
I shouldn't say Christ forever.
Yeah, probably not.
Although you could.
Yeah, could. Mm-hmm. In the right context.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, sponsored by Wayne Street Market. Digger, we got sponsors.
This is big.
I like to brag.
We don't like to brag, but this is big.
It is big.
Uh-huh. And I've been here since this Wayne Street sponsorship started, and this is huge.
Yeah, I mean, we got more pretzels, more chips, everything.
We got massive food.
More cheese.
Let me just tell you, I have a little sentimental attachment to Wayne Street Market.
Bring it on.
My grandpa Pinky used to own that place.
That is correct.
Yep.
That is right.
And it was Wayne Foodliner at that time.
Wayne Foodliner.
And there was a sign. The original sign was sitting out there yet.
Oh, yeah?
It's a yellow and red IGA sign with bulbs around the perimeter of it.
Yep. That thing is worth money.
They restored it, though, didn't they?
I don't know.
My grandpa or the sign?
The sign.
Grandpa. Grandpa.
We can restore Grandpa.
Pinky's been dead how long?
More than 20.
Back in high school.
No, not
really.
He died in early 2000s.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Thanks, man.
I know Grandma was around a while, but
he was 91, so.
And Grandpa was 91?
Yep.
You got a chance.
And he was awesome. Pinky was.
Huh?
Pinky
probably
was,
took care of himself a little bit better than I did.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Probably right. Hey, and welcome to Sports Talk. We got a great show tonight. We got, of course, that voice you're hearing is the pipes of Mr. Don Digger Kemper, the commissioner of the MAC. And the other part, the guy on the other mic is my cohort, partner in crime, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bobby. How's it going?
Going great, going great. What a first weekend of high school
football. We get games like that every week. We're going to get our money's worth.
Yeah.
Plus a little.
Yeah, that was, I can't really. We knew that Sidney Lehman had a nice ball club. Brent sat right here and told us that they had a good quarterback. They had a good, their wide receivers were good.
Yep.
They had a good running back. And at halfway through that second quarter, I said, well, yeah, they're pretty good because there's no chance we can win.
Yeah, I was going to say, we couldn't stop that quarter.
I absolutely didn't think there was a way we was going to win that game.
I didn't either.
Well, I had already decided that if I hadn't had to wait till the end to get rid of to bring all the radio equipment back, I would have been gone halfway through the second quarter. We had nothing going on offensively or defensively.
You wouldn't have left.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was teetering.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I know you wouldn't have.
I
was teetering.
But that was ugly.
I've seen you leave.
You have never seen me leave.
You leave at halftime.
I'm the scorekeeper. How can you leave?
Well, not at the football.
Oh, I've left football games.
Yeah.
Ada.
Cold. Ada, we was ahead 68-2.
All I know is halftime. No bubbles.
We were out of there.
Where did we go, boys? I don't know.
We were stopping Lima somewhere and ate, didn't we?
Yeah, we ate at Lock 16, wasn't it?
Well, the Buckeyes were playing that night. That's why we left.
Back to watch Buck.
That is correct. So recapping our game, the Indians win it 27-21 in a game that we fell behind 21-0. They Lehman comes out and we got a boatload of stats that we'll go over. Ada takes the opening drive and we stop them. They miss a 36-yard field goal and we're sitting there thinking,
are you kidding me?
You're going to try a 36-yard field goal on a 4th-and-4?
Yeah.
And he tries it, and it was a horrible kick. And we're like, are you nuts? Why are you trying a 36-yard field goal?
Exactly.
Kid could kick it.
kid could kick it. Yeah. And then he come up the next time when he scored the touchdown, kicked the extra point over Hummel's house.
Yeah, that's right. He did kick it over Hummel's
kicked
house.
Kicked a 70-yard extra point.
Yeah.
Terry's still chasing that.
He is still going after that.
He is still kicking it. So the Indians hold on the first series. The Indians get the ball, and Will Holman gets a first down, but the Indians drive is stopped, and then we punt it along, and then Lehman takes the ball, and they go down, and Elliott, what is it, Gilardi.
Yep.
Yep. Scranton, the quarterback runs it in for a touchdown. The Indians are behind 7-0 on the PAT.
Yeah, his family's the one that started Mama Rosa's Pizza.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, yeah. Mama Rosa's right there in Sydney. The Gilardi family did that.
They should have brought a pizza with them.
No kidding.
Yeah. They got that.
I love Mama Rosa's.
Yeah, they got it started, and then they sold it to a corporation, but they used to, back in the drive-in days, they used to deliver fruits and vegetables for our, the tomatoes, lettuce, all that kind of stuff. We bought all that stuff from Gilardi.
The Chiefs?
Yeah. No, dang.
Yep.
So anyway, the first quarter ends, Indians down 7-0 to Lehman Catholic. Second quarter gets underway, and the Indians are stopped. Lehman gets the ball, and then once again, it's Gilardi finding Cameron Lee. Cameron Lee was a wide receiver, impressive-looking
big figure. Good-looking athlete.
I didn't think we could ever stomp him.
I figured they'd just throw to him all night.
Yeah, I mean, the kid was 6'5".
Actually, Riley Pearson did a couple nice defensive jobs against him, but it was a 5'6" kid against a 6'5" kid.
Riley Pearson, we'll talk about him, our star of the game.
Yeah, we had.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely. And the point after is 14-0. Lehman ahead, and the Indians get the ball, and we're stopped on downs, and Lehman gets the ball, and it's a 51-yard scamper
on a hold.
Brandon Barhorse. Fee was going crazy on a hold.
Give me the hold. Are you kidding?
There, who hires the officials?
That would be me.
Okay, thank you, Bubba.
Even for our non-league?
That would be correct.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Yeah. You didn't hire the one to miss the call, though, did you?
Hey, let me tell you something. I thought the officiating, we got the better end of the deal. If you would ask Lehman's coach, he would think that maybe.
We did all right.
Yeah, so the Indians are down 21-0 on the 51-yard touchdown run. And the Indians get the ball back with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go, and it's, what's going on?
There's a lot of dinging going on here.
We're dinging.
Ding, ding,
is that
ding,
my
ding,
phone?
Ding.
Yeah, I believe so.
I believe so.
Is it? Must be somebody want to talk sports.
Sports Love talk. It.
Anyway, Cade Wendell passes to Riley Pearson for the Indians' first score of the 2017 season. And the Indians are on the board, and it's 21-7. Phoebe go into halftime. And
that was a huge score at the end of that.
Oh, my goodness, was that a huge score. We just thought, and we got the ball first, the second half.
See what happens.
But even that, how are we going to stop that quarterback? We're up there, and we're the uptown coaches who don't know nothing.
It didn't look too easy.
No, we absolutely can't stop him. I got to get my phone because it's going crazy. Digger's mad at me.
We got whistling.
Don't get mad at me, Digger.
Whistling, dinging, stone, ding.
Yeah, I have got a lot of text messages. I got some good ones here.
Half the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are three people who live inside the corporation limits that haven't texted you in the last 5 minutes.
No, that's not true. That's not true. So anyway, it's halftime. We're down 21-7. Brent, the coaching staff, they go in there and they regroup the troops and make some adjustments.
They made some adjustments. Yeah, I mean, and I didn't know it. I ain't smart enough to figure it out.
Absolutely not. We had no idea.
But they moved the big fella from end to tackle, correct?
That is correct.
And that he just absolutely disrupted them the second half.
Well, it was like a different team.
Andrew was unbelievable.
So that's what went on.
Yeah,
I'm not smart enough to see that.
No, I didn't either.
They just told us afterward.
Yeah. Well, we moved talking.
At that point, you say, "Yeah, that's what I would have done."
Good move, boys.
That's exactly what we were talking about doing.
Yeah.
We were just about to go down and tell you that, Brent.
it is amazing how you don't know nothing about football.
Oh, we have no clue.
Huh? I mean, don't sit here and act like you know a lot about football. You don't.
Hey, he was an official.
He shit. He good. He ain't nothing. You don't know. Do you know how to make them adjustments?
Absolutely not.
So it's 21-7. We get the ball. Third quarter, and it's Will Holman.
Yeah, huge third quarter Will Holman.
For driving, I think he scored. He had every yard.
What did we go, 75, and he got 70?
I think that's correct.
Got a 5-yard pass, and that was about it.
Yeah. So Will Holmes runs it in from, I don't know, 20. How far was it? Near, how far was it?
In the second half.
Yeah.
First series or first score. Want me to hold that back here so you can see it?
You got contact? You
got this, I've got like the third quarter here.
That's when it was. Third quarter. See, third quarter comes after halftime.
That's what they do.
Oh,
now.
That's right. Okay.
We're recapping a game. Everybody's like, everybody knows what's going on. We're just stupid.
24. No.
20.
Let's back it up. Let's back
it up. Okay, here we go.
Touchdown. Will Holman.
Yep.
It looks like 33 yards.
33 yards. There we go.
You got crowd noise?
No. Yeah. Someone.
Anytime. That's not crowd noise.
Yeah, it is. Donald. That's Donald Shoemaker.
If Will Holman scores a touchdown. No.
That is Donald Shoemaker crowd noise.
That is. Let me hear something. We don't have any crowd. What?
Is that better?
What's that?
I'm Reggie.
Reggie is outside. Will Holman is now Reggie.
Reggie. I think they...
Edge Wellman. Edgy. 21-14 and Indians going after by our the littlest guy I've ever seen.
Yep.
Okay. No, he missed.
No, he didn't get a chance to kick it. Nope.
Bad snap. 21-13. Yep. Oh, we're in trouble. 21-13.
Yeah, we ain't happy.
Digger, 21-13.
I was listening. Hilton had...
What?
Didn't look good.
Didn't
sound good. I was listening to Four Recovery Radio, though.
How about that? Is that great?
Four Recovery Radio?
It
doesn't get any better.
No.
You and Hilton Head listening to our game.
That's what I would do. That's awesome. If I'm a Hilton Head. Yeah.
That is what you would do.
Yep.
And you can't beat our announcers.
Big cigar?
They do fantastic.
Sometimes you'd like
Dan
to beat
Smith
your
says,
announcers.
Best radio show he's ever heard tonight. Listen to us to recap the game. Thank you, Smitty.
Yes.
Or maybe he's grossing us out.
Did he say that right before we couldn't figure out where that...
Smitty's an instigator is what I call him.
Oh.
The instigator.
He is an instigator. Makes me mad. And then... So that's when... Mr. Stalker takes over. Agree?
Yes. Fourth quarter, it was his.
He was unbelievable. So the Indians are down.
21-13.
We get the ball.
Down 8. No, and we got to score and get 2.
We drive down, and they stop us.
Yes.
Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker, Neil.
Doggy says we got to kick a field goal.
Kick a field goal?
That's because he wanted his son to kick the field goal.
Yeah, he called me up and said we got to kick field goal. He don't kick the field goal.
We just score.
Yeah.
Try it.
Well, and that, there's something to be said for that because then you're only down, we were down 8, we'd only be down driving 5.
I know, but.
So a touchdown and a missed point after, you still win, but you still have to get that touchdown. So
tough.
Yeah, you still have to get that field goal.
Yeah. Especially.
But we didn't.
Well,
we had little snapper problems.
We did have high snappers.
Yeah, little snapper problems there Friday night.
But
I'm sure we worked on that this week.
We were cramping. Will went out.
Yeah, we lost the whole team there.
Yeah.
The serious boy. Yeah. The snapper went out. The quarterback. Everybody was going
out. Kurt Rammel cost us a game. She's listening.
And how did Kurt Rammel?
He put that tarp over our bench. And Will hit that, and his ankle twisted.
Went flying when he hit that.
It was slick.
Yeah.
So I'm blaming Kurt Rammel.
Okay.
Curses. Another thing I get blamed for.
What do you think? You agree or not?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bob. Anything on that one? You got noise on that one? Oh, that ain't bad.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
I like
So anyway, we stop him again.
Yes.
All right.
Defense dialed in.
Yeah. Defense was tremendous the second half.
Absolutely tremendous.
And then we get the ball one last shot.
Yep.
We got one shot.
Mr. Pearson.
Cade Wendell to Riley Pearson. How far was it? How far was that? Digger?
About 60.
Digger's got stats.
Digger's our stat guy.
Cade Wendell passes to Riley Pearson. Complete. Touchdown. 65 yards.
65 yards. Ah. Chuck, what do you got for that? Yeah.
Edgy.
That is our new chant, Edgy, whenever we score a touchdown.
I like it.
Huh?
I like it.
How? First of all, we're up there. We're watching the play develop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there saying, give it to Will. Just let him run it down there. I don't care if there's 2 minutes left or not.
I'm screaming. He's by him.
And all of a sudden, Riley just took off. He had a gear. He shifted gears. Riley Pearson shifted gears.
Went right by them guys.
Riley Pearson. Remember that name? Never even heard of the kid.
Oh, I know.
I've heard of him, but I didn't know he's that good a football player.
That's Steve's boy, right?
No, that is Scott's.
Scott Namey.
Okay.
Yeah, so I saw him grab that kind of along our sideline, and I couldn't see exactly who was...
He's lightning fast.
Who was there, and I knew if he got past that line, there wasn't anybody going to catch him, because
you left at halftime.
Well, I would have. I'd have been back pretty quick, though.
So you heard a cannon go off a few times. So Riley, touchdown. Indians now 21-19 with how much time?
A minute and a half, maybe.
Not even that. I'm thinking maybe 58
seconds. I think 54 seconds.
Yeah, that might be. I was thinking we got it somewhere around
here we go.
2 minutes.
These pages are
like
off.
Gary Wendell looking through his graph.
Because we held him.
Digger doesn't usually look at our stat sheet, so he's
It's kind of messed up.
You just looked at when he scored touchdown.
Okay.
How much time was left?
10 o'clock.
It doesn't say.
Oh,
wait, 134.
134.
We got to hold him.
I think I said a minute and a half.
So we got to go for two.
That's pretty close to 134.
We got to go for two.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're getting ready to run the play. We got Will. I'm saying, give it to Will.
Will's out.
2 yards.
Yes.
He's wide out. He went wide out.
He's not wide.
Yeah. Now, they know who might get
the
ball.
Layman calls timeout.
Timeout. What are they doing?
Here comes the Indians into the huddle. Toby, Brent, they're all talking to him. I'm saying, give it to Will.
And I think we were already out of timeouts maybe by that time.
No, we had timeouts.
You know what I was saying?
We used a bunch.
Throw it to Ryan Braun.
They had none.
You're saying the extra point, the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, 2-point conversion, throw it to Braun.
Why?
Touchdown, or 2 points.
Okay. So I'm saying, give it to Will.
Give it to Will.
So we got Will out wide.
So
all of a sudden, not Will, let me finish it. So all of a sudden, Will gets back in the backfield. Hands it to Will, goes off left side, goes behind his big
office. Not going to be denied.
And he gets it in, and it was close. It was a heck of an effort.
Great
offensive
effort.
Line, hats off to the offensive line, bust that hole.
Yep.
Indians now have it tied up. I'm excited just talking about this
134,
game.
Man.
We're high-fiving. We're fun-bunching.
I was jumping around in Hilton Head.
He was. Chuck was all fired up. He was making out his fiance.
Hear that? That's right.
So we're going nuts after this. It's 21-21. Possibly the greatest comeback ever.
Greatest comeback in 40-carry history.
Well, I thought we was dead.
I didn't think we had a chance.
Neil's leaving.
Yeah,
Neil's
leaving.
Yeah. So we're going to come back and talk about the final. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, we hold them. They held us. We're going to overtime. We're going to take a break. Wayne Street Market, God love you for sponsoring us.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break, Bubba and Fee. We got some callers coming in tonight, calling in tonight.
All right.
You're going to love these callers.
Good.
So you get the phone lines open in case they call?
Oh, yeah.
Phone lines.
Because
we
got some great people calling.
That's awesome.
All right. Chuck, take it away. What's our commercial? Who we got?
Pay the bills.
Cooper Farms.
That place is dumb. What else?
Reasoner Energy.
I like Reasoner Energy.
Good guy.
BST.
Kind of like Brick Street.
Brick Street. I was just over there.
Maybe
we had a pre-game.
Yep.
Pre-show.
That's
beverage.
Pre-show.
What else
beverage?
We got?
That's it for this break.
All right.
And I'm just kidding about
that's
Cooper
our sponsors.
Farms, too.
That's
Cooper
our sponsors.
And then we're coming back and we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about the overtime. But first, we're going to talk about what's going on with our school and Valley View School and giving money for the school in Houston. So take it away, Chuck.
Come drive with the Cooper Farms team. All new Class A CDL drivers hired at the Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms will receive a $500 sign-on bonus after 30 days of employment. We are actively seeking second shift feed delivery drivers. These positions require a valid Class A CDL and offer a competitive wage, outstanding benefits package, and allow you to be home daily. To learn more information or to apply, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team or visit us at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Season tickets for the fall sports are being sold now in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reserve seats for the high school home football games must be claimed by Wednesday, August 31st. Season tickets for football are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And they're once again offering the high school super ticket, which will get you into the home football and volleyball games, plus the boys and girls home basketball games. The super tickets are $135 for adults and only $40 for students. Presale tickets for high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and all tickets at the gate will be $7. Tickets for the volleyball games will only be sold at the door, and they'll be $6 for adults and $4 for students. For junior high sports, they're offering a season ticket that will get you into home football and volleyball games. It'll be $15 for adults and only $5 for students, and tickets at the door will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, you can get an all-sports pass for only $25 that will get you into all home high school and junior high games, but will not have a reserved seat for football or basketball games. Head up to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. any weekday and get your season tickets for this year's fall sports.
I like watching fireworks. Oh, yeah. I just go. Who's saying this?
Someone?
Yeah. This gets us into overtime, baby.
Ed Sheeran.
We're heading to overtime. Who's this? Ed Sheeran.
Eddie?
Yeah. Eddie Meister. Eddie Meister. Eddie Wernkamp. Eddie Wernkamp. Eddie Snyder, who I heard is leaving town.
I heard do.
Moving to Sydney.
Can't happy about
going
that.
To Sydney.
I love Ed Snyder. I love Laura Snyder. I love Seawoman.
Seawoman, we're going to miss.
Greg's kind of an idiot.
About a half.
What about Joanna?
She's a champ.
She awesome. Is.
That's going to hurt her. I mean, they're pillars.
That's a yes. Killer, yep.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I can't blame them. You know, they're going down there with their family.
Got the whole family down there.
Absolutely. So good luck to Ed and Laura.
Although they should just bring the whole family back up here.
That would be a great thing to do.
Better thing to do. But.
Huh?
I mentioned that to him.
And how'd that fly?
That didn't fly.
Didn't fly to you guys? Oh, well.
I think Joanna and Greg are
Digger with us.
Are lifers at Sydney.
Serious look on her face.
I'm just wondering, are they going to go, are their grandkids going to go to Sydney Layman, who Fort Recovery just spanked?
The problem is Greg's a layman, or he's a Sydney High. He's a yellow jacket.
Yep. He just had a gun in school.
Who did? Greg did?
Why
did
he bring I think it was Tuesday.
Sydney brought in
cops. Monday or Tuesday, somebody,
some kid brought a
right
gun
toward the
school.
End of school, they found a... Somebody had a gun.
Say Fort Recovery. Say Fort Side Fieldhouse.
I want a gun.
You want a gun? Okay.
I've never owned a gun, never shot a gun.
How about a squirt gun?
Well,
never fired a gun.
Maybe you need to do like my dad told me when I had the drive in. I said, you know, I take money up to the bank every night. I think I ought to have a gun. He said, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. I said, why? Because
I, hold on a minute. He said that was the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
No, he was just talking about to that point.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because he didn't know what was coming later.
Right.
But, you know, he said, so what are you going to do if somebody comes up to you and demands your money? So pull out the gun. Is he going to shoot him? I said, probably not. He said, well, they'll know that, and they're going to take your gun away from you, and they'll shoot you with the gun.
Probably a good idea.
And he's right.
I've never shot a gun, never owned a gun.
Pretty solid. Really,
so that's not the guy. Unless you take these classes and decide that, and get a different mindset, you don't want a gun.
That was
somebody
something.
Will take it away from you and shoot you with
if
it.
If you pull a gun out and you're going to shoot, you're going to protect yourself, and he takes it away from you and shoots you. You're going, now what just happened?
Why would I do that?
Why would I possibly have a gun?
You ever see the episode of MASH when Pierce Pierce and Potter in that foxhole?
Yeah.
And they're shooting at the enemy, shooting at him. I order you to fire that gun. Pierce picks a gun. You're fired. Yeah, I've never shot a gun, never will shoot a gun. I'm the only guy in Fort Recovery. Now listen to this. I'm willing to bet this.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a drink of alcohol
Not even one?
No.
That pissed you off?
No. Never had a drink of alcohol, never shot a gun. How many people before Gary can say that?
Six.
Bob.
You.
Me. Bob. Who else?
You know, might be about it.
Who's never had a drink of alcohol, never shot a gun?
I'm guessing Father Matt's 2 for 2 on that.
No, Father Matt drinks bourbon.
That's what I'm saying. He's 2 for 2. Yeah, he's shot a gun before, too.
Probably has. Yeah. Bob Freemeyer. Ever drink?
Probably had a beer or some wine.
Oh, once. Yeah.
I bet.
A little sniffle.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
That's something that I want on my grave.
I think he had a six shooter in his... Yeah, maybe not.
I want that on my tombstone. Never shot a gun, never had a drink.
Never had a drink.
Hey, we got a caller.
Hey, all right.
Ding, ding.
Good evening. You are on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have here?
This is Cassidy Rammel.
Cassidy Rammel.
All right. You said we were getting special people, Bob.
And we got one right here.
We got a good one here.
Now, Miss Rammel, I got a couple things for you. Somebody told me you're like awesome at volleyball. Is that
she
true?
She is. I can verify it.
Well, wouldn't say awesome. I have my moments.
Well, I know, but
awesome.
You're doing for recovery, dang proud, kiddo. And talk
Thank
a little
you.
Bit about, what are you, a junior now or are you a senior?
Junior, yep.
You're a junior, junior. And give us a little bit about your season. Have you started yet?
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, maybe three now, we started up 3 days. So we had a whole week of practicing 3 times a day, and then just last weekend, we went out to Montana for a tournament, and we played some pretty good teams out there. I guess we're kind of a young team.
Yeah.
We don't have any seniors, so we didn't get the wins out there, but we played Montana Tech, and they're ranked 14th in the nation in the NAIA.
Well, so is it
and
good.
We took them to 5 sets, and we lost the game, but we should have won. We played pretty well against them.
That's good.
So we have we have a bright future, I think.
So you're kind of that. You. How many seniors you got?
We have no seniors.
No seniors. So you're kind of a leader then, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit. That a girl.
So how many? Yeah. How many did mom and dad get to go out to Montana?
No, they didn't come out. We didn't really have many parents all out there. It was expensive way out there, but
Montana is a beautiful area. I will say that.
It is very pretty.
It is.
We're in Butte, Montana.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're coming off a successful season, Cassidy, where you, if I remember right, you led the team in a lot of categories, and this year you're kind of the leader. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah.
And then you also have somebody from Fort Cover that joined you. Is that also true?
Yeah, Kendra Seifring did. I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome. Now, Cassie, yeah. Does she get a play right away, or does she have to sit or anything? Or
she transferred in last spring, so she couldn't play in our spring season, but now she's playing.
She's good to go.
Yep.
Awesome. So are you still a hitter, or are you set?
Yep, I'm an outside hitter.
Because you set in high school, correct?
Yes.
She did it all in high school.
Yeah, she was kind of an all-rounder. I mean, you played last year when you played against Kelsen. You guys were pretty good. I thought you played really well. And I thought you were one of their better hitters.
Yeah. Thank you. That was one of our better tournaments we played in last year.
Really
when
well.
We played against Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. That had to be fun beating old Kels, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Fun to play a teammate.
That's
always fun, yeah.
So you, your major in school is what?
Nursing.
Absolutely. Good for you. So talk to us about your upcoming schedule. When can Fort Carey people come up and see you? What days do you guys usually play on?
We play on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We have a couple home Saturday games. I really couldn't tell you the exact dates, but Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays are the
That's
days
main
we
dates.
Play.
Yep.
Saturday work out perfect. We're going to bring a group up there and watch you guys play sometime.
Yep.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate you. I know you. So did you have practice tonight, or what's your schedule like tonight?
Yeah, I had practice around 6, and we normally practice for 2 hours, and then I just got off practice and then talking to you guys.
Is it a lot like high school, your schedule-wise? I mean,
schedule-wise, like with classes, no. Like, I only have classes on Monday and Tuesday this semester, and then the rest of the week I'm off.
Oh, my God, I'm signing up for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bubba, you could have gone to college.
I should have went to college. You only go 2 days?
Yeah.
You're not going to flunk out, are you?
No.
Okay, I'm just double checking. 2 days of school.
Nope,
can't beat that.
Yeah, well, good for you.
I did that in high school, Bubba.
Did you really went 2 days
away? Or just went 2 days?
Just a couple times.
Right, yeah. Right. Cassidy, we're dang proud of you here.
Sure
before,
are.
Kiddo.
And, thank you.
You know, we don't get much of, the only thing we hear is basically from Ray Cooney. He always updates in the Standard or in the Commercial Review for about sure. How you're doing. And every once in a while we'll get something in the Standard. But we're dang proud of you, kid. And you're having a great career. And keep it up, okay? And
keep up that hard
don't
work.
Don't forget us here. Our phone lines are always open.
Yep. Give us a call.
All right.
Anytime.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, sweetie.
Thanks, Cass.
Thanks. Good talking to you guys.
See you, babe. How good is that?
Bye.
Cassidy Ramble, God lover.
Where does she go?
St. Francis.
St. Francis. I was thinking that.
Yep. Now, what's a St. Francis? Are they cougars? What are they?
I think they're the mastodons, aren't they?
No.
No.
No?
Mastodons is IUPY.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They might be cougars.
I think they are cougars.
I think they're cougars.
I bet you if you wanted to find the schedule, you can just go to...
Online.
Online and go to Google and,
we'll sneak
and
up
put in St. Francis volleyball.
Yeah.
And you know, we probably ought to just take a bunch of guys.
Yeah. And then
make a run.
Make a couple pits. Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping.
Do a little Christmas shopping.
That is a great idea. I like the way you're thinking there, Mr. Campbell.
A lot of good jewelry.
I'm a huge fan of that girl. And what a class act. Class family.
Yep.
Great. Hard not to root for. Chuck, let's take a break. We're coming right back to recap overtime of the Fort Recovery Indians victory.
Got the people over sitting on the end of their seats.
And then we're going to come back and recap a game that we should have no problem with this
week. Piece of cake this week.
Germantown Valley View, not scared of them at all.
Ain't
be right
scared.
Back. Bubba and Pete.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
If you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, check out Hastings Auto Sales. They're the best place in the area to look for a used car. If they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. And if your current vehicle needs some work done, just let their skilled technicians take care of it for you. Call them at 375-4617. And don't forget about their professional detailing and wash and wax service. Call them now to make your appointment. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
On the spectacular new campus of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the OHSAA Football State Championships return to Canton November 30th through December 2nd at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. The pinnacle of the high school season returns to the birthplace of football as Stark County welcomes back all 7 title games. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the state playoffs and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Don't miss your chance to be part of history.
Fort Recovery High School and Valley View High School will be uniting as one on Friday night to help out Rockport High School near Houston recover from the devastating floods over the past week. The game Friday night is a great opportunity to bring two schools together, not only competitively, but also to help others in a time of need. Valley View and Fort Recovery will send relief funds to Rockport to assist them in their recovery from the flooding. Both schools will be collecting monetary donations throughout the school week and between the first and second quarters of the football game on Friday night. The schools will also be sending signs of encouragement and positive messages to Rockport High School in Texas, letting them know that we are thinking about them during this time. Monetary donations can be dropped off at Fort Recovery High School during school hours through this Friday or at the Fort Recovery Radio Studio tonight during our weekly talk shows, Insight at 7 and Sports Talk at 8. Let's all do our part to bring at least a little relief to the students and families of Rockport, Texas. Again, monetary donations can be taken to the school this week during school hours or can be brought to our studio tonight during Insight and Sports Talk from 7 to 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Did you guys see these guys in concert?
Yes.
Yes?
That's not yes. That's
no, it's Loverboy.
Loverboy.
Loverboy, but yes.
Have you seen them? Where at?
Fort Wayne.
Did you go with him?
Yes.
No, Loverboy.
Who?
No, Loverboy. Not who.
Chuck, I love his song.
Who?
Loverboy. Right now, everybody's listening is up dancing.
Yes. Get your party shoes on.
Turn your stuff up. Blow them phones up.
If you're not air guitar right here, you're dead.
Huh?
Actually, I think you get in trouble for doing this.
Facebook Live?
Are we on Facebook Live tonight?
No.
We got a camera over there.
That's okay.
All right, so we've been on the air for like, we still haven't got the game in.
We gotta get the game.
Yeah, then finish the game.
First of all, did you hear the commercial about the Fort Recovery and Valley View High Schools?
Yes.
Getting together.
Mm-hmm.
For a little
donation.
I didn't mean to burp.
Yeah, you did.
For Rock, go ahead. Rockport, is that who it is?
Rockport
High School?
Yep.
We're going to get some donations from both schools, try to raise a little money and send it down there for a little relief help down around Houston.
Which is just awesome.
It is awesome.
It is pretty cool.
And we have a jar up here if you want to drop some money off anytime.
Mm-hmm.
That we will take it to Neil. We'll take it up to the school and throw it and give it to Kurt Rammel.
That'll be in with all the rest of them.
There's actually some money in there now.
There's some seed money in there.
There's some seed
money in there.
So. Yeah, I'm sure they've been getting a plenty at the school.
It's a pretty good deal. And man, watching that video of that stuff, sickening.
Woo.
Sad. It is sad. 51 inches.
Jeez. Yep.
51 inches.
Yeah, my sister lives there in the Houston area. She's in the northwest part, and her particular spot is high and dry, but within a mile of her, houses are 2 feet deep in water.
And
of course, she hasn't lost electricity. She's
good to go.
They've had the least amount of rain of anybody, which is probably 30 inches, which is just unbelievable. But and plenty of wind. But she's in a townhouse, so her house isn't blowing away or anything like that. So she has it about as good as you could have it. And be in the middle of all of that. Lots of her, she was a teacher. Lots of her students don't live in her houses anymore. Their houses are ruined. Won't ever live there again. She's retired, but she knew a lot of the people around that part. Yep. And it's just bad.
It is. It's crazy what's going on there.
But in her particular spot is just fine. She intentionally tried to find something with a little higher elevation because she knew that parts of Houston flood somewhat regularly. Mm-hmm. Downtown's 15 feet underwater, and you know there's just all kinds of gigantic problems. How can you fix that?
Yeah.
If you can, it takes years.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it is. So good luck to everybody down there. And it's a great cause. So donate to the schools. And that's neat for high school.
And Rockport was on the Gulf Coast, and they got hit by the hurricane. Houston technically didn't get hit by the hurricane much. By the time it got to Houston, winds were way down. But it was rain for 4 days.
So we're recapping the Indians' victory. It's overtime. Coin toss. Who wins the coin toss?
Indians.
And then the coin toss, what do you do, Digger?
I'd say you play defense.
And that is exactly what Brett decided to do. And Lehman gets the ball, and I think they get it down. They get it first and goal.
Yep.
Got her to the 8-yard
line. First play.
Yeah.
Went to the 8-yard line.
We're in trouble. Got the ball, first and goal.
They're going to score fast.
Yeah. No. Third down, goal from the 8.
Roll out to the right.
Here comes 44.
Mr. 44 Stock. Coming.
Andrew Stocker coming in.
You got
any kind of horn?
I'm trying to find a freight train.
I don't know why you need any type of sound effect.
That is right. Let me hear it again. Fee. Harold Timmerman. Do it again. Let me hear it again.
I can't breathe.
That's a good
That's
air.
Pretty good.
That's
good.
Andrew Stocker.
Why do you want to get him to?
I agree. He is great at noise.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stocker comes in, sacks the quarterback. Now, we know, Dicker.
Kicker.
They got a great kicker.
Yeah.
They got a good kicker. But guess what? Now he's kicking instead of angle. A chip shot.
And the angle.
He's got a 32-yard.
He's got a bomb.
And in overtime, I'm telling you, if you score 3 points, pressure's on.
Oh, absolutely. You know you got to score. Pressure.
And he's about 2 yards short. I thought it was good.
I did, too.
Short. And guess what?
It ends your turn.
We score, we win. That play right there from Andrew Stocker, not too many people talked about. Huge play. Takes him out of field goal range. And anytime you get the ball in overtime, all you have to do is score 3 points.
Right.
That's big. And guess what, boys?
We're going to do it.
And guess how we did it, Fee? Tell them.
Third in the air, baby. This was Digger's play.
I think they used my play, though.
What was that play, Digger?
That was a Cade Wendell pass to Ryan Braun.
And what happens? Edge.
Touchdown.
Edge. You got Edge?
Where's Edge?
What happened? You got no Hedge?
He's got nothing.
Hedge. We lost our sound?
Come on.
We lost Chuck.
Hello? Uh-oh. Anyway.
Okay, so anyway.
Anyway, touch. Reggie.
Sorry.
All right.
My fault.
And we're back on.
That's my fault, Bubba.
All right.
Ryan Braun, touchdown, and the Indians complete. I will say was one of the greatest comebacks at Barenberg Athletic.
I think you're exactly right.
Yep.
That was unbelievable.
I was already home.
Neil left in second quarter.
I would have been.
I was heading down.
Digger was at Salty Dog Cafe doing some cocktails.
Still had my earphones in.
Yeah.
Listen to 4 Recovery Radio.
Where'd you guys stay down there?
Beach. Condo.
Just laid on the beach.
Harbortown.
Harbortown? That's the high rent district, baby. Give it up. Huh?
My boss owns a condo down there.
Does he really? Yeah. You had a chance for 4 Recovery Radio come down?
No, I believe so.
Let's get that done.
Remote.
Nice little trip.
Yeah, we can do a remote.
We're gonna go live from Harbortown.
Yeah, we could do some beach volleyball play by play.
There you go.
I'll play.
Oh, I'm out.
So Indians win 27-21 in a game that you know, we walk out of there thinking, man, we were so bad the first half.
Yep.
And so good that second half.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. We talked about Riley Pearson, player of the game, Andrew Stocker, Will Holman, 175 yards. Nobody talks about him.
Right.
175 yards, touchdown, punch attack. Ho-hum. Yeah. That's exactly
He has a career for most people in one night. We're ho-humming it. That's how good he is.
Cade Wendell has some scruples on him, boys. He has got some bazookas.
I'm with you.
Huh? You with me on that or not?
Yeah, I'm with you. Great passes. Touch passes.
You got to put up with Cade. You got to put up with some things. Like, he played that one. He tries to make plays. And I love it for him. I love him for it.
Yep.
You know, like, he had a play earlier where he threw it backwards and stuff like that. You know, just trying to make a play. I got no problem with that.
Don't want
to
give up.
But when the chips were down, he came through in the clutch, baby.
Yeah. Stepped up.
And the Indians go to 1-0 with a huge win over Sidney Lamb and Digger, a team that, talking to their fans, they ain't going to lose many.
Yeah, I mean, they took Minster off the schedule. They used to play Minster.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you that they're going to, you know, they're going to be somebody to challenge in Division 7.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're going to be right there with Minster and
oh, they got some good athletes.
Delta St. John's now in that same region, and so I mean, they're going to be right there with them. I think they're probably those three teams.
Yeah.
Are going to kind of compete for that regional championship.
Is there anybody else in that mix? Those are the only three I can think of in that mix.
Well,
I haven't looked at that.
There's a lot of them, but
are they really legitimate?
Yeah,
they can win a game or two in the playoffs, but can they go a long way? And I, you know, most of the time you need a little experience to do that.
Minster's licking their chops down there in D7 this year.
Yep.
Licking their chops.
Yeah.
And good for them. I love Fort Laramie.
Fort Laramie. I think Fort Laramie's pretty good.
Yeah, they're going to be competitive.
Yeah. Indians win 27-21. Now we turn our focus feed to
Friday night.
Valley View.
Spartans.
The Spartans.
Germantown, Ohio. Have you ever been down there?
Been to Germantown.
You ever been to a football game?
Have never been to a football game.
You going Friday night? Coming down, right? That's big negative.
They say it's an event.
I actually would like to. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long story, but I got talked into going down to Clinton Massey.
Oh, Clark Clinton Massey is going to be a great game.
Yeah. There's a radio station down there. A guy by the name of Roger Barber does the play-by-play for the radio station. And he called me up and asked me to come down. And
you're going to help him do play-by-play?
No, I'm not going to do play-by-play. He wants to interview at half.
Okay.
Good.
Yep. So
Clinton Massey.
He had by phone from Valley View.
He wants
Clinton
to talk.
Massey,
there you go.
35. Coldwater Cavaliers, 21.
Ooh.
I'll tell you this. I think Coldwater's going to have their hands full.
I do, too. I'm calling it.
And
Clinton Massey by 14.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I'm rooting for Coldwater because that's a huge points game.
Absolutely.
Clinton Massey is going
to absolutely.
A ton of games, and we might beat Coldwater this year.
That's like us. If we would go in there and beat Valley View.
You quit talking gibberish, because if we beat Valley View, we can go 2-8, might make playoffs.
You got a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. Both of them are going to be 9-1.
I mean, this is nuts.
This will be fun.
It will be fun.
Four.
This will be fun.
Right?
They're ranked third in four. They're ranked third in the Division Four.
Division Four.
And it is a 7 o'clock start.
I ain't too sure.
Yes, 7 o'clock.
We might want to play in Division Four rather where we're at.
Let me just say something. And Brent, I talked to Brent, talked to my boat, and Brent says this is like playing the Coldwater Cavaliers. That's what he compared them to.
Oh, I
see. That's probably right.
That's probably right.
You know?
I mean, they have a tremendous program of, you know, the history.
Right.
You always know, good. Yeah, always good.
I mean, Versailles has played them several years. I've seen them play.
That's right.
They used to play Versailles.
They couldn't beat Versailles.
Yeah.
Think about that. But as good as they were.
From what I understand, one of the people I talked to said they played them in the last couple of years, and Valley View made Versailles look like they were seventh graders.
I don't know. When they, you mean scrimmage or something?
No, I don't know. He just
they did get beat. Said. I think the last year they played them.
Yeah, he said they looked like men and we looked like boys.
We ain't scared.
We ain't
no,
scared.
And I'm not either.
They ain't that big on paper. They're not that big,
ain't they?
No.
Problem is, they're standing on grass.
They are on grass.
They won't be on paper.
Well, right. But they're not on grass. They're on turf.
Right.
Turf. That's
turf.
What it is.
Turf.
Is it field turf?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Oh, we play good on field turf.
And there's
is that
the place there's a little issue with, was it there or Clinton Massey? One of them, a booster, was like, her treasurer was taking the money.
Well, that's nice of them.
Whoops. And basically, they don't know if they're going to be able to pay for their field.
Well,
oh, see, I think it was
Clinton Massey.
Yeah, is that right?
I hadn't heard that with Valley View, but then I wouldn't necessarily.
But there are some tremendous facilities down in.
Yeah.
I don't know what Valley View's visitor stands look like, but Clinton Massey has a really nice field. Their stands are kind of small.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. It looked like I got a Google Maps and the sky view. And it looks pretty decent. It's 62 Comstock is what you want to put in your GPS. It's the high school, I believe, is a little out of town, like a mile or two out of town. But the football facility is, I believe, at the middle school, which maybe used to be the high school in town.
Well, the one thing about
looks pretty good.
My partner and I, we don't really care what the stands look like. We're going to stand right there on the fence.
Yep. And watch I ain't never sat in a visitor's.
I don't think I've ever sat in a visitor's.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we don't bitch about what they look like.
I never do. I'm not a bitcher. Not a complainer here, old Bobby Ant.
They're not.
I do.
Not me. Not me.
But, from my understanding, they also have an inflatable that they run through. An inflatable Spartan.
Here's what I...
That they run through.
How about, out on the field. How about somebody cut that thing up a little bit?
Yeah.
What?
Make it uninflatable.
You're taking ice picks to
I didn't say
Valley
that.
View. I think you just did.
Down it goes.
You do know we're recording this, right?
I was talking about cutting this cheese in front of us.
You have cut you cheese
cut
a couple
the cheese.
Times.
Bobby cut the cheese.
So we're going to Valley View kind of excited about what happened Friday night.
Oh, absolutely.
And a game that we really, you know, it'd be nice to go down there and win that game bigger, but realistically, I think it's going to be hard.
Yeah, you know, I think. We go down there and play hard and play with them.
And come out there and unscathed.
So you're thinking a moral victory?
Again,
okay?
I think...
We're not into moral
victories.
We're
in the fourth quarter. My goal is I want to have a chance to win it.
Yeah.
Here's absolutely. What I tell you.
Yep.
The key to the game is keep the ball out of Valley View's hands, right?
Yep.
They've got a running back that's probably...
Stud.
Yeah.
Pretty
probably
good.
Will Holman-like.
Yeah, right.
Pretty good, yep.
So, you know, if Fort Recovery's offense can get 4, 5,
Grinder.
7, 8...
That'd be big.
Yeah, that's right.
And just
long
keep the ball.
Yep.
And
I need Tyler Garkey.
That's how you beat a team.
Yep.
Like that.
Yeah. Record-setting.
Tyler Garkey comes out.
14-minute drives.
Yeah, longest drive in OHSA. You knew that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was. I think it got broken.
I think he brought that to one of your trivia questions. Thank you for bringing that up, Digger.
You're welcome.
So the Indians now are 1-0, and now we're going to turn our attention to the MAC and the rest of the league. And
pretty good night for
I would
MAC.
Say very good night, and almost went 10-0. Parkway loses to Crestview in a game that they led quite a bit of the time.
I would tell you that people from Parkway that I've talked to said Parkway may have been the better team.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Is that right?
Yep.
I talked to a guy who delivered feed there at the mill, and he said this Hawk is the running back. Is good.
Pretty good.
I'm not certain, but my guess is he's related to
the
girl.
Yeah. That's a really good guess.
I would say so too.
And the Indians come back and won and make the MAC 9-1. Some impressive games. Marion and Chaminade. Chaminade is fast. They're good. And Marion just
Marion
put it
don't
to
care.
Him.
And I think a lot of people thought after watching. I mean, I watched Chaminade last year, and they didn't lose a whole lot.
Right.
And I think a lot of people thought that was going to be a, maybe not even a winnable game for Marion.
Yeah.
And Tim Goodwin did what Tim Goodwin did.
Yeah,
does.
Yeah.
And he kept the ball out of their hands.
Yeah.
Played tremendous defense, and did some methodical offensive drives. And
you know what's amazing is you looked at Marion's box score, and I've never heard of that running back.
Habadaz.
Is that his name, Habadaz?
Habadaz.
Where'd he come from?
His mom is a Diller from
Fort Recovery?
Marion Local.
Okay.
Who's Mr. Hasenbach?
That'd be your husband.
Yeah, okay.
And it is.
Is he like some doctor? Is he mechanic? Is he, what's he do?
He does something.
Well,
he does something for
good for him.
And then Marion also, and they talk about Marion losing all them seniors.
So he's a real local guy.
But they did bring back two kids that didn't play last year, and one is Dirksen, one is Bruins. And that's a couple pretty good players to bring back.
Yeah, and I would tell you that the Bruins boy has abilities that Marion hasn't had a quarterback since Adam Berkey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know what Bruins family that is? Is that
Buck?
That's Buck.
Buck and Angie.
Okay.
His brother plays at Ohio Northern.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
That's Ryan's brother.
So then the other matchup is St. Henry impressive win over Covington.
Yep.
I think Skins are pretty good.
Skins sound pretty good.
Yeah, I'm worried about them for sure because they started off last year with I don't remember who their quarterback was and they switched to the Lange.
Yeah.
And
they're pretty good.
They were really good.
Their line dominated us last year, so that'd be a
toughie for
Coldwater with a win over Kenton, a game it's always a shootout.
Yeah, it started out being a kind of a blowout, right? Yeah. I mean, Coldwater was kind of up big, and it's like they put the brakes on early, and Kenton made a little comeback and got it within 7 at the end and had the ball driving.
Yeah. Yep. So Cavs win. New Bremen rolls over Bradford 48-0. A couple of Bremen kids with some nice stats. Powers kid is a good running back.
178 yards.
Absolutely.
Like
and so that's a nice win for Bremen. Delvis St. John goes to Woodward. They beat Woodward in a game that was supposed to be played at 6 o'clock. Woodward calls and says, hey, we got lights. So they back it up to 7:30. They're portable generator lights. And they put two on each end zone.
Wow.
Fact.
Perfect. Are you talking about like Cooper Farms?
Yes.
Kind of like
two portable generator lights on each end zone.
Load turkeys.
And that's how they played that game. And wow. I was talking to a guy who was at a game. He said it was the damnest thing you ever seen.
Unbelievable.
He said, they wasn't set very high. And Delphus rolls over Woodward. Once again, that's a point game for Delphus.
They could have played that in the dark.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now it didn't matter. Same.
Yep.
Didn't
wow.
matter.
And then a game that I thought was going to be a barn burner, and it looked like, I looked at the stats, and Minster 419 yards to 200 for Laramie, and Minster wins at 20-0.
Game a little bit closer than the final score.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that Fort Laramie was down inside the 10 twice.
Really?
And turned it over on down. So, yeah. I mean, that... If you think about it, they won 20-0. They punched two of those in.
Yep.
It's 20-14.
Yeah, or 14-14 and somebody's trying real hard to score at the end or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That changes a whole lot of things when a team gets some points on the board.
Get some points.
Yeah, it was a big, last Friday night was a great points weekend for the conference. You can do better. You can go 10-0, right?
But yeah,
right.
But,
pretty close.
I mean, we've had years where 5-5, 6-4. Yeah.
So we got. How about this week, Diggs? We got some tough ones again this week.
Well, they're big points out there.
Huge.
I mean, think
points.
About it. Coldwater beats Clinton Massey. Somebody knocks off Coldwater. Huge points.
Yeah. St. Henry Eaton
this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Eagles are usually very good. I don't know what they have this year, but they're usually very good, especially down in that area.
Fort Recovery Valley View.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marion Patrick Henry.
Yep. Yeah. Patrick Henry's, they're likely going to be okay up there.
Yep.
Block says Valley View 35 versus 0 last year.
35-0.
Sales beat us.
I was thinking that's what the guy that I
told you. Scared.
Blew him still out. Ain't scared, Block.
Block, you can try to scare us. You ain't doing it.
You ain't scaring us.
I'm not
Bring
scared.
Bring them on.
I'm not scared, but I am. I'm not, super confident.
You're frightened?
I'm not.
You're not scared, but you're frightened.
Neil, leave after first quarter.
Pretty sure I won't. Gotta take care of the equipment.
Is the game on Fort Recovery Radio?
Nah, we're not going to do it this week.
All right.
Week. Okay, we'll do it.
Tivoli, we're on.
We're going to do them all.
Absolutely. So there's our MAC roundup. We're coming back talking Indian volleyball.
Volleyball time.
Right after this, Bubba and Fee. Chuck, take it away.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The bowling leagues at Mary Kalane's are forming now, and they'll start the second week of September. So get yourself or your team signed up now for one of their fun bowling leagues. The preseason meeting for the women's leagues will be on Wednesday evening, August 23rd at 7 o'clock, and the men's league meeting will be on Thursday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. With several nights and times to choose from, you should be able to find a time that works for you and your friends to get together and have fun. And don't forget to call Mary Kalane's for your favorite food at 375-4274. They're open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Call Mary Kalane's now to get signed up for one of their men's or women's leagues. Leagues will start in September.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Come join the Cooper Farms team. We are currently seeking individuals for first and third shift turkey and hog loading, as well as first shift egg packaging. Cooper Farms offers a competitive wage and outstanding benefits package. Want to be a part of the Cooper team? Apply online at cooperfarms.com/join our team or in person at 2351 Wabash Road, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The 8th Annual Operation Freedom Support Golf Tournament is coming up on August 27th. This is a great way to show your appreciation and support for our past and present military personnel and have a day of fun all at the same time. This is a best ball four-man scramble tournament at the Salina Links Golf Course, formerly Fox's Den, with the national anthem at 8:10 a.m. and tee-off at 8:30. The cost is $60 per golfer and includes green fees, cart, meal, and door prizes. To sign up, contact Fred Judy at 375-1421 or 852-9830 by August 15th. There are many posters around town with tear-off tabs with those phone numbers, so grab one and call Fred Judy to get entered now. All proceeds will benefit active duty personnel and veterans organizations. That's the Operation Freedom Support Golf Tournament on Sunday, August 27th. Be sure to sign up by August 15th. Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Joyce, deli manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries on Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays. We have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
Muscle and blood and skin and bones.
A mind hey, this is Boosie's. Right now, Boosie's listening.
Boosie's dancing.
16 tons.
Boos,
what do you get?
And Calpy are sitting out the pool right now.
Yep.
And this cigars. Is Boos. Boos can sing the crap out of this song.
That is not a good picture.
That ain't.
Boos and Calpy sitting in double speedos.
Absolutely. You think they're in their speedos?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Speedo Wednesday.
He just ruined it for me.
Yeah. So we got...
morning and the sun didn't shine.
Block says that it's supposed to be raining wide open.
Ooh, that's good.
Remnants of Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, and it's going to be
Harvey
real close.
Harvey is going to be a wimp. Slick field, they got turf.
Don't matter.
Huh?
Upset special.
What happened last time we played on the turf in the rain?
Ooh.
I think we wind.
Down goes.
He wind.
Macomb. The Mac Man in a pouring down driving yep. rainstorm.
Yep.
Indian heading to Columbus.
I say, bring on the rain.
Bring on the rain. I like it.
Play Here Comes the Rain.
They got Here Comes the Rain? No, not Here Comes the Rain.
I don't know that.
What's
song.
The greatest rain song?
Riders on the word. Storm. I like Riders
no,
on the Storm.
Raindrops
that.
Keep falling on my head.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's pretty no, good. That's Billy. That's BJ
Thomas.
How about
BJ Thomas?
Eddie Rabbit?
I love a rainy night.
I love a rainy night.
There you go.
That is a great song. Chuck, you got it. Which one you got?
I don't know. Hold on.
Oh, we're putting brush. Chuck's got a little bit of an attitude.
Chuck's got a little whiny going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be our song Friday night.
The guy's feet are too big for his bed.
Forehead.
Head.
His forehead?
I am not scared of Valley View in the rain.
We still ain't scared, Block.
Block is?
Block's he's rattling his knees together.
He's not scared. He's cautious.
Cautious. Block ain't cautious.
Cautious.
I seen his picture. I seen the MD tournament. He's
oh,
still
they
playing
win?
Softball. They didn't win.
Yeah.
They didn't win this year.
No. They got their Block. You're too old to play softball. How old is
he
Block?
Played pretty well. He played pretty well.
No, he played Cody. They scored 12 runs first inning.
Yeah. Block is 40.
Yeah,
he's too old to play softball. Digger, when'd you give it up?
17. Too late.
Did you you tear anything?
Nope.
You all right?
I got out before I. You know, it's what I always said. It was one of those things that. You know, you have so much talent, and it erodes over years. I didn't have much, and it eroded quick.
Boos says, blame it on the rain, Milli Vanilli.
Ooh, blame it on the rain.
Never even heard of it.
Tell them to get somebody that actually sings their songs.
Yes.
Milli Vanilli's a lip syncer.
They're the lip syncer.
No, they come back afterwards.
No.
Cheaters.
They just did that one song.
Cheaters. Let me explain something. You never know when their lip's moving if the audio's going to shut off or not.
Wait a minute. What's this?
Vanilla.
I wonder what it is.
Is that it there?
Yeah. Yeah, turn us up a little bit.
Now, this is Boos's dancing.
Right now, Boos and Calpe are in their boxers, sword fighting.
Speedo, sword fighting.
Yeah.
With cigars in their mouth.
That's still better than their Speedos.
Yeah.
Sword fighting.
They're singing this.
No.
Doesn't look like it in the video.
Chuck,
somebody's singing it.
I agree with Chuck 100%.
Boy, one of them guys are alive. That's who we get next year at the amphitheater.
Oh, jeez.
Smelly Belly.
Back to play.
You in or out? We got to quit with these Elvis.
I'll tell you what. Hey, if you get Milli Vanilli, I'll be in the front row.
Yes. I like it. And you know Boos and Calpe will be up there.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge Milli Vanilli fan. Yep.
Call Connor Rammel or somebody. And
Connor's listening.
He Connor's listening.
Get him booked.
Yeah. Book We've got like 100 listeners.
Book him, Nana.
And times four, every person's a four.
Yeah, it's up to four, probably 2.5. So
we got 250 listeners tonight.
Plus, we got 10 man or Brick Street. There's 400 over there.
We on over there?
Oh yeah, they're listening to us.
We're on it at Wayne IGA Markets.
Yep.
Street Market Wayne
Street.
Probably the Town Tavern in Chickasaw.
Chickasaw.
Probably not.
Yep.
Might be.
Might
be.
Yep.
What are you doing? You have the shortest shorts on. What are those? Those are like 1984 Chuck
basketballs.
Chuck Assler's.
He still got his 8th grade uniform.
Charlie gave me a short.
Jesus. Dong's about it.
Whoa.
Hey, here's my next question.
I don't know if I want
to
hear it.
There's another one I get to edit.
Whoops. They are a little short. Amy give you them or what?
She likes his thighs.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're on your game.
Yeah, finally. He's back. Over there. Last night, me and Mr. Pat Niekamp took a drive over to eat to West, to the great state of Indiana and Jay County Patriots to watch our Lady Indians girls volleyball team improve to 3-0 with a victory over the Jay County Patriots. A game that was kind of lackluster, I thought. I thought both games.
Rest.
We won. I never thought one time we'd lose. It was like 25-22, 25-20, 25-something. And on our girls volleyball team.
Can't figure out yet. Maybe they're still dialing them in, or
yeah, talent galore.
Well, yep. Jayco's good, aren't they?
They're terrible.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Last year they
had a really good program.
Yeah, but
my apologies to our Jay County.
Yeah,
listeners.
Sorry out there.
Well, Ray Cooney and Chauncey just shut the thing off.
We're you done. Guys are done.
We're done. We ain't listening to them anymore.
No, but I just thought. Here's my philosophy. Here's my thinking on our girls volleyball team. Mm-hmm. Carly Stone is a stud.
Player.
Yeah. Cassidy Martin is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have 10 girls that are all good.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Can't beat it.
I think those other, at least some of those other 10 are really good.
I'm just saying that we got a lot of good girls.
I think
how are you going to play? I don't understand.
Mash them.
Chelsea's got her hands full. Remember this Chelsea? Team could be really good.
Yes,
but it might be one of those things where she's got to play combinations to figure out what works. And it's going to take a while to get there.
That's a good point. Dude.
Absolutely.
See, that's why we invite you.
Yes.
Oh.
Great insight.
Yeah.
He knows his volleyball.
No, insight was on
Cards, Karai,
We had insight.
I thought he just
Because he got the shorts on.
He does got Karch's shorts on.
These are actually.
Those are his daughter's volleyball shorts.
These are actually Crotch Karai. Autograph.
Crotch Karai.
Our girls play Delvin St. John's tomorrow night.
We at home against Delvin St. John's. We're
tomorrow?
Home.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to that.
Yeah. Yep.
I love watching our volleyball team.
Yep. Volleyball's awesome. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Carly Stone can crack that ball. She can hit it.
She hit it.
And Judy girl's good.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
She had a.
She was sick last night.
She had a bunch of.
Wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, wasn't feeling good. Belly ache. She's holding her belly.
She'll be back.
Yeah. I don't know.
She played last night?
Yeah, one game. Mm-hmm. And she went out and belly hurt.
What Judy is that?
I think it's Kenny.
Kenny's
out.
Yeah.
She's about 6 foot.
Oh, I think she's taller than that.
Yeah.
She's
tall. Libby Patch, 6'8".
Yeah.
Tall. Val Molenkamp, 6'9".
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a tall team.
We got tall
timbers.
We got a lot of talls.
We are timbers.
We are tall timbers. Tell you another girl that's pretty good. Is that Maddie Rammel?
Yes.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Them girls are going to win a lot of games. Another girl, solid player.
Bup?
Yeah, the little bup girl.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
Yeah.
Kaya Wendell, she's everywhere. Those girls are...
These are the girls...
all over the place.
I know, but my point is that last night against Jay County, we didn't play very good. I'm just saying. We'll have to pick it up.
Beat him in three sets.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
So we're easing in. Dolphins probably...
We'll kill the Dolphins.
They're competitive. Dolphins.
Are they?
They have a really good... Carolyn... Dammeyer is her coach. And
she's good.
She's good. I mean, she's taking that program from kind of the bottom.
So it ain't going to be an easy game for
them. I'm going to tell you that it's going to be competitive.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
I think the MAC's pretty good in volleyball again.
The MAC is tremendous in volleyball.
Cold water.
You got obviously cold water. Marion Local's undefeated to this point.
Versailles Tigers.
Versailles.
St. Henry, I'm sure, is good.
St. Henry, and we didn't even talk about New Bremen.
Who's going to Michigan?
Yeah,
and probably, I mean, there are some tremendous coaches in the conference.
Yeah,
and the coach at New Bremen is now Diana Kramer.
Webker.
Yeah,
Webker Kramer.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's top notch.
She is top notch.
Is that Bill driving around?
Bill's an idiot. He ain't listening. You know that.
Yeah, but he might just so he can have something to holler at you about or to call in and say you did said
scared.
Something wrong.
I ain't scared of Valley View or Bill.
Bottom of the 9, Reds have bases loaded, down 2-0, one out.
How many
runs are they going to get?
They're going to win it, 3-2.
I like it.
Yep.
That's my prediction.
I heard yesterday before the game they had beaten the Mets in 12 or 13 or 14 games, whatever it was, and I thought, oh, they're going to blow them out. And then I thought, no, that's way too wishful thinking. Well, they blew them out.
Blew out? Wishful thinking.
Yep.
That's right.
Good wishful.
So I'm going to have wishful thinking.
You need to wishful think more often.
Yeah. You should wishful think. Yep. Hey, wishful think me winning the whistle stop draw tomorrow.
Okay.
Whistle stop.
Are you going out there to watch the Buckeyes game?
No.
Absolutely not.
Is this the week that they're having the... Is this one of the weeks for the big Eldora race?
No. Next week.
Oh, okay. Because I heard them say they weren't going to have the drawing for the big race out there. So
they ain't going to have it for the World 100.
No. They're going to sell tickets. There's not going to be a drawing because safety. Too much traffic.
Too much traffic up and down.
Have you bought a ticket, Chuck?
Heck no.
Why?
My luck sucks. You don't need money?
Your luck sucks?
Yeah.
How can you say that? Change it.
Or get Cooper's. I make all kinds of money.
Hey.
That's
let's
right.
get some tickets.
Okay.
You in or out?
I'm in.
In or out? I'm in.
FR, I'm in.
I'm in.
So if we win,
don't put FR radio on it.
Why?
Because last week they put Bushers on it and they had a heart attack. They said you cannot put a company on a ticket.
What?
We're not a
company.
To be
a person.
We're an entity.
We're an LLC.
So
that's a company.
What's LLC stand for?
Limited Liability Corporation.
You don't know.
Yes,
he does.
What is it?
Limited Liability Corporation.
That means you don't have to have insurance?
And, it means all kinds of things, but it's a corporation, so it's a company.
Really?
Yeah. So
if
how
we
much
win, are we a 501c2 or something?
No, we're not a 501c3. No.
Damn it.
Well,
we got to pay taxes?
Yeah, we have to pay
couple
taxes.
Dollars.
Yes, we have to pay taxes.
Couple dollars.
You got to pay taxes on that?
I think so. Oh, yeah.
They dropped some loans off, I heard.
You have to acknowledge any income gained from gains of chance.
Bull crap.
That's a W something.
Above.
That don't mean they're going to look you up.
Well, for something like this, they will.
Well, Channel 7
knows about it, so I'm pretty sure
people watching. Since we went 350,000, they're going to go,
I ain't paying taxes.
Pretty sure the IRS knows a little bit about it.
I'll visit you in jail.
I'll go to jail. I ain't scared. Block is.
Ain't scared of jail. Ain't scared of Valley
You're
View.
You're not scared of Bill.
And we ain't scared of Bill.
Block.
In Valley View.
Bill Block. Right. Valley
in the jail.
In jail.
Exactly. I'm in like that.
We ain't scared.
Bad boys.
That's who's coming to get you.
So anyway, let's turn back to our volleyball team.
So what are we putting in?
200 a man.
Ooh. Jeez, I don't have that much with me. Okay, I'll get it.
I got $2.
Okay. $2 a man.
Chuck, you in or out?
I spent my last dollar in the vending machine.
What'd you get?
Snickers.
Snicker got robbed.
One Snicker. Yep.
We got it.
He got a Snicker.
It's guys like us that win shit, stuff like that.
Oh, there goes
the I didn't say it. I stopped it.
He said okay. Shit.
Got me says limited liability company.
Who said that?
Not corporation.
Ooh, Calpy.
I'm pretty sure
he's calling you, Dick.
He's wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's wrong.
I mean, he can say that. He can be wrong.
Yeah.
That's his choice.
What is it?
Corporation.
And he's calling you out.
Incorporated.
Chuck, look it up.
I'm pretty sure Digger's right.
Look it up. LLC.
You looking over there? Or you want me to?
Do we have any LLCs in Fort Recovery?
A lot of them.
Fort Recovery Radio.
Me.
Fee, you an LLC?
Yeah.
You're an equal rights employee. Or something.
Yep. It's my wife too.
Hmm? Corporation.
Is it corporation?
That's what I'm looking.
How do you drop these mics?
Drop the mic.
So Calpy's wrong?
Yeah.
The mayor, Mr. Cocky.
Yep.
And Boos is agreeing with him. You know that? Well, two are over there drunken.
My paperwork says corporation. LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, is what my paperwork says. It might be something else, but that's what my paperwork says.
Let's go to the volleyball game tomorrow night. You want to?
Yep. I mean,
we got to be done for the Buckeyes. Time's Buckeyes kickoff.
8.
Ooh.
Well, depending on how long the JV game start.
This will be easy.
It'll be pretty close.
All right. Our JV played 3 games last night against Jay County.
They did go 3.
I think we snookered them.
Yep.
I think we toyed with them.
Played
around.
We're toyers.
No, we lost the first game, so we must not have toyed, because usually you win the first game, don't you?
Yeah. We then you do the toy.
Jay County's got a great gym.
Got a good gym.
There's like 10,000 people there last night.
Or really? Was there a 20? Bunch? Was there a bunch?
I'm kidding you. Huh?
See, I don't know what they get for volleyball over there.
And then I didn't pay to get in. Me and Mudboat went in the wrong door.
Nice.
Yeah. Mudboat stole it. He snuck in.
Cheater.
Just found one that was unlocked?
Well, I don't know how we got in. Went in the first door and went in.
I'm going to guess they got their money back on popcorn.
They didn't sell popcorn. That is bull.
You're a kid. Mudboat's comatose.
How can you not sell popcorn?
Mudboat comatose.
We sell popcorn at our...
We sell popcorn at funerals around here.
Yep.
That's good, Chuck.
Good one, Chuck.
Hey, who's dead at the funeral?
Henrietta Will. Dave Will, John Will's mom.
Oh, God love her. There's a lot of people up there today.
Yes.
Who's Henrietta married to?
Vero.
Was it Vero?
Yeah.
They live in town then. Down there by...
I think they eventually did, yeah.
Tom Waggle and them?
Yeah, probably. I'm not sure.
Is that right?
I know so. They lived out south of town for...
I'm not too sure. Ben Himmelgarn bought their house.
No, Ben Himmelgarn bought...
Or no, he bought Pax's.
Pax. Dick
right
Pax.
Beside it.
That's Vera Wills.
I think that was Vera Wills.
So that's one of the first houses built in the new addition.
Yeah, Tom, Freddie, and him. I
think you're right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, the guy's got a memory. How old are you? 58?
70.
70? Guy's got... He's good at it. How about your memory? How's that thing?
What'd you say, Ray?
What'd you say?
What'd you say there, Larry? Mike?
Let's take a break. Is that clock right?
Yeah.
No.
It's 20
to 10. It's about Buckeyes time. Let's talk Buckeyes.
We're coming back talking
about state.
You got a Buckeye fight song?
I-O.
Yeah.
O-H.
I have it somewhere.
I-O.
All right.
I hate when people do that. Is that annoying, like if you're at a Ohio State game? And
it's a little annoying.
What's annoying is when you're in Hilton Head.
Oh, yeah. When you get a Ohio State shirt on, it's automatic. O-H. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It's freaking June. This is my favorite.
Yes.
I'm with you, Bubba.
This is a good one.
Play this whole thing.
Okay. Here we come.
I love this. Love it. I get goosebumps.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of the Buckeyes, the Ohio State University
Marching Band.
I want to do a script to Ohio.
Let's do it right now.
Doing it. We're doing it in the studio.
Chuck, in or out?
I'll be the O.
Neil. Go, Hunter.
Are you peeing it or something? Because we don't have enough people for that.
I got the
okay.
O.
Okay. With that attitude.
We have to get the bar involved.
With that attitude, you're not dotting the I.
I got the O.
Not dotting the I.
I got the O.
Justin Perks is going to this.
Is
he's
he
a
on?
Season ticket holder, IU.
Oh, he's a big IU fan. That's right.
We're on Facebook Live.
I I hope that the Buckeyes win.
Toby Seifert.
He's an IU fan?
Oh, he absolutely.
Is. IU football?
Justin
I see IU
Ferks.
Basketball.
No, they're IU guys. Ferks, Seifert,
Lori Pottcutter.
Lori Granger, Lori Pottcutter, Norby.
Well, there's a lot of credit because
there's a lot of people that are IU basketball fans because that was on TV around here.
Bob Freemeyer.
Bobby Free
is a big time.
Yeah,
but you know, he taught in Indiana for years, so that part makes sense. But yep. And that's what was on TV here for a long time.
Reds lost 2-0. Damn it.
No big hit.
I said they wouldn't score.
Good job.
Dang.
You're on your game. We're buying tickets to Whistle Stop. Digger's going down and get them right now.
We'll be back.
Stop.
In a minute.
Back.
Let's go to the Whistle Stop.
Right now, if you go.
Let's just go to the Whistle Stop, Bobby.
Joe Nuxall.
This was $350,000.
Take us a commercial, Catfish. What? Take us a commercial.
Okay. Da, da, da.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Season tickets for the fall sports are being sold now in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reserve seats for the high school home football games must be claimed by Wednesday, August 31st. Season tickets for football are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And they're once again offering the high school super ticket, which will get you into the home football and volleyball games, plus the boys and girls home basketball games. The super tickets are $135 for adults and only $40 for students. Presale tickets for high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students, and all tickets at the gate will be $7. Tickets for the volleyball games will only be sold at the door, and they'll be $6 for adults and $4 for students. For junior high sports, they're offering a season ticket that will get you into home football and volleyball games. It'll be $15 for adults and only $5 for students, and tickets at the door will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, you can get an all-sports pass for only $25 that will get you into all home high school and junior high games, but will not have a reserved seat for football or basketball games. Head up to the high school office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. any weekday and get your season tickets for this year's fall sports.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Song Neil hates.
You don't like this song?
I have no idea.
I like the original version.
This is the original.
Can't even remember anymore.
Make it walk along with me.
Every step I take brings me. Dionne Warwick had the original version.
No.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick?
Yeah. No.
It didn't sound like this, but it's this song.
There's always something there to remind me.
Yeah.
To remind me.
This is the only one I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Never heard. Dionne Warwick sang, last night I didn't get to sleep at all.
That wasn't for you.
Wasn't it?
Sounds like that.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Markets. That's big.
That's big.
Huge. Wonder if we should get free groceries there.
We should.
I mean, just like
steak. You're eating their cheese trays.
I'm thinking like a steak.
I can't believe they haven't had us in for promos.
My wife had ribs tonight. Barbecued ribs.
Ooh, I love ribs.
From Wayne Street?
No, I'm Winners.
What?
Winners.
We just lost our sponsor.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, they were left over from the Elks.
Oh, all right.
So they were free.
We're back in.
We love free stuff.
Free stuff's good.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
It's time.
Game day, boys.
It's time.
The Ohio State Buckeyes travel to
Bloomington.
I'm going to tell you the name of the field. It's, don't say it.
Shares the name of the field with Illinois.
Yes, that's right. The field is called
Assembly Hall.
No, don't.
Shares the name of the field with.
No, quiet. Don't give me any hints.
Okay.
Hint. Memorial Stadium.
There you go.
There it is. Very good.
And that has come a long way from where it was 10 years ago.
Let me tell you something. Some of the best memories of my life was with my brother Paul going to Indiana football games at Indiana. First of all, you could go there as a Buckeye fan, and there'd be 50,000 people there, and 46,000 was a Buckeye fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the time we went with us eight? They get in there, and they're doing the, it's going all the way around the stadium. It's like, all right, there's no fans here.
It was unbelievable. We went, this no kidding, and sat in the first row right behind the Indiana bench.
Yeah.
So, like, if we swing our feet, we hit the players as the defense comes off the field. They sit there, and they got the chalkboards.
We couldn't see nothing, but the defense was getting annihilated by Ohio State. And the defensive coordinator was right in front of us, and it was a show to watch this guy spit all over his players and scream. And he was having a heart attack because they were just terrible.
We were
it was
first
awesome.
Row right behind the Indiana
Big P
bench.
Got us eight tickets for like $27.
Yeah.
For all eight.
Or he might have gotten $27 to take them.
Yeah.
And then the following year, we went to Purdue and watched the Buckeyes win that game at the last.
Kent was right at us.
No.
Wasn't it Miller?
No, that was championship year.
It was
Krenzel to.
Krenzel to. Kid went to.
Wide receiver.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's a great catch.
Yeah.
Fourth and two, and he threw it
in the end zone. Krenzel to.
I can't think who it is.
I think he went to.
He's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
Went to Atlanta, didn't he? Falcons?
God dang it, man. This is where you test your Alzheimer's.
It is.
This is kind of stuff I use.
Why can't
I bet I get it.
Well,
it starts with J.
Between now and Friday?
Who?
Wasn't Jenkins. Jenkins.
Probably was Jenkins.
Was it Jenkins?
Yes. I don't know.
I can't think of who it is. I don't think it was Jenkins.
Yeah. This music always helps you think, though.
No. Somebody's calling
it. Who is it?
All right.
Steve Stone. He'll tell us who it is.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Put him on speaker. Put him on.
Michael Jenkins.
Yep.
Yes. Michael Jenkins.
Hey, it went right at us, too, Steve.
Steve Stone with that answer.
Nice job, Stoney. He wins a Ritz cracker. Come on up and get it, Steve.
He wins a Brick Street, Wayne Street Market
all right, buddy.
Cheese tray.
No, he doesn't.
What's he comes up here and gets it.
What's left of it?
What's left
of it?
We'll re-gift it.
Yeah.
Jenkins. You're allowed to re-gift it.
I did have it.
You did have
it.
You
said Jay.
I was thinking Malcolm Jenkins.
Malcolm Jenkins defense.
I was, too.
Right.
I was thinking Michael Jackson.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
That was good.
How good's
the
Buckeyes?
Digger.
First of all, their defensive line could be of could be the greatest defensive line. I mean, they're saying this could be like Ohio State's greatest defensive line ever.
I think they're deep enough that they can keep chasing.
Oh, they're going to chase all, people wide open.
Yep.
Yep. From the tip to the end.
Have they announced if Weber's starting?
Weber is starting.
He is starting.
Tailback.
Yeah. Because I know he's got a hammy or something, right?
Yep.
But he's in.
He's in.
He's in.
And their backup running back is who? Dobbins?
DeMario McCall. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. J.K. Dobbins.
Dobbins.
Uh-oh.
It's only appropriate. Uh-oh. You're talking about starting lineups here.
I hate to tell you, boys, but Calpe is correct. LLC is Limited Liability Company. It is a type. It is a type of corporation, but stands for Limited Liability Company.
And who's saying
most
that?
Most people say it wrong. Most people combine the two in slang, saying in limited liability and in and the corporation because it's a type of corporation. That comes from a guy a lot smarter than anybody in this room.
I just read what Google said. If it isn't Greg Lefevre, I don't believe it.
It is Greg Lefevre.
I was going to say, Greg would know.
I would believe him, but I don't think it's Greg.
Ooh. Fancy calling out Greg Lefevre.
Still calling you out, Greg.
Greg Lefevre, arguably the smartest guy ever come out Fort Cover.
Yes.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I mean, would you agree with that?
There's no doubt about that.
Who is the smartest person in Fort Cover?
Depends on what you're talking about.
Smart, brains, knows everything.
Greg.
I say he is.
He may or may not have had the highest IQ, and he may have the highest IQ. But there's guys
that Dwayne Guggenbiller.
That's some.
He's pretty
he
sharp.
Was smart.
Whoa,
that's
close.
Some buck
coming out of nowhere.
That came out. Wasn't even close. Dwayne Guggenbiller smart.
He is smart.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah,
Chris Toby smart.
Chris Toby
smart.
Smart.
You see one digging up the bones?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm digging up bones.
Digging up the bones.
I'm digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memory of a love that can't be strong.
Randy Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Digging up bones.
Digging up bones.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. See, now this is good stuff, right, Digger?
We can put anything to music.
Absolutely.
Yep. I can fight my way through it, but Chuck's got it.
Who is the smartest person ever come out of Fort Curry? 419-852-9201 if you got a chance.
Are you talking about the highest IQ?
I'm talking about the smartest person ever come out of Fort Curry.
Mudboat.
Mudboat's an idiot.
He's from St. Henry.
Oh, sorry, Mudboat. You're out.
And Mudboat is not the smartest.
There's been wise and they're smart. John Betts has one of the highest IQs.
Now, who says that? John Betts.
The people that measure IQs.
John Betts told me that one.
I doubt if he did.
No, I'm kidding.
I'd be very surprised if he ever mentioned it.
Who got like 36 on her ACT? The Colic boys are smart.
Colic boys are smart.
Right?
Yep.
Which Colic boys?
Like all of them.
All of them.
All of Luke's and
no,
all,
I know
all of Mike's?
Or? I know all like of Mark Colic.
No, he's not.
You
no.
Say all of them are smart?
Not all of them. But
think about what you're saying.
Non-Colic's crew. Oh, yeah, they're all 36.
Yeah, all them young kids. Yeah. They're all smart.
Yeah. Is 36 the highest you can get?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Did they really get 36?
Somebody before recovery like, got the National Merit Scholarship last year.
What about some of Don Brewer's boys? A couple of those were.
Ooh, MIT. That's
were, yeah.
MIT? We had a kid go to MIT?
Brewer.
Yeah, Brewer.
Nathan?
Don Brewer's.
Nathan Brewer.
Yeah.
Nathan Brewer.
What about Harold, Jim, and
Harold Feeling?
Yeah, Shane.
Pretty smart.
The Shane boys.
No.
And Rick Shane. Well, they're mathematic.
No, Chris Shane is a Shane.
Not, oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's an L.
Yeah, well,
he brought the Shane boys
back. Yeah, he brought the rest
brought
them
back.
They would have been cousins.
They were teetering
his
to
dad
the top.
Dad would have been cousins to,
Shane brought them down.
To these guys. So, yeah.
They had Speedy.
Jim and Harold and Rick are math gods.
No.
People, math magicians.
Math
magicians. Well, people that know math, those are the guys.
Hey, man, I got some...
Got any names?
I may be fourth in my own family. Greg Lefevre.
I thought maybe that was Bill. Well,
Brad Brewer went to MIT.
Brad
Brewer. Yeah, Brad. BB. Not Nate. Nate's not near smart. No. Brad.
Yeah,
Brad.
He was only...
Brad actually came and spoke it.
Yeah, that's
kids,
right.
One of my kids.
Graduation.
Carly and Code.
Yeah, that's right. Good job, Fee. I don't think it was, though.
It might not be.
Hold on. I just got one.
Okay, who you got?
Bill Stogler.
Bill.
Hey, I heard he got double digits on one of the tests. So he's gonna be right there with them.
So we owe an apology to Calpy.
Yeah, well, I'm
Neil right still, now, Neil, would you like to say I'm sorry?
Mr.
Would
Calpy,
you like to say I'm sorry?
I would like to, but I'm not going to.
Ain't happening.
But I can never dispute Greg Lefevre.
Why? Greg Lefevre's not that smart.
I think you're the one that just got through saying he's the smartest person ever.
He is pretty smart.
You just came a minute ago.
So
who's the smartest Feely?
Scared of smartest Feely?
Yeah.
Ooh.
By marriage?
No, by Barbara's smart. Yeah.
My brother Joe's pretty
Joe.
Smart.
Oh, Joe. Yeah, oh, damn
pretty,
right. Joe.
Pretty, sharp. Pretty smart. Yeah.
What happened to you?
I'm stupid.
You thinking you?
I'm stupid.
Dregs.
You are stupid.
You got the dregs. All the stuff at the bottom.
You did all right.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to be smart.
You're BC.
You don't have to be smart to make a living.
Nope.
How about you? How's
I think we've
dregs?
All proved that.
Are you solid?
Terrible.
Who's the smartest Kemper?
There isn't one.
Carol.
Oh, bullshit. Okay. Carol.
There you go.
I love Carol.
She's
Carol's
awesome.
Carol's awesome.
I love her.
I would say... Smartest toddler.
Jack.
Common sense, but he ain't smart. Book okay. smart.
He knows some nope. music, though. He knows some, got some music trivia in him.
I don't know.
Smartest toddler, Chuck.
Chuck is not smart.
Okay.
Who's dinging? I think somebody's coming up with names.
It ain't me, I don't think.
Digger, it's probably you.
No, it's Fee.
Steve Stone.
My last one.
Who's Steve Stone say smartest?
Steve Stone.
Steve Stone is not smart.
He's all right. He does all right.
He does all right. Rolls eyes on that one.
He does all right for a dumb guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm still getting Memorial feel.
Oh,
it took a little while. My phone's a little slow.
Where are you watching game at tomorrow night?
I like watching it at home.
Do you really?
Hey, I mean, if I'm not at the game, I just can watch it at home.
You know what? I'm getting more and more like that.
I am too.
Then you don't have to compete.
Can you somebody, hear?
Yeah, somebody's.
Can you hear the commentary? I like
you can
the commentary.
See the replay.
Yeah, if I go out to the bowling alley or Brick Street or something and watch the games, I'm always recording and I go home and listen so I can hear what they said. So I have to watch it twice.
Chuck, where do you like to watch games?
He doesn't.
You gonna watch Buckeyes?
Angie Stone.
Angie Stone smart?
Oh yeah,
chemical engineer.
Yeah.
We got chemical engineers wide open.
Stoney,
quit calling us. Hot dang it. Answer. Put him on.
I got to put him on the speaker.
Tell him to call me.
Put it right up
there
by your mic.
Hey.
What?
Greg Lefevre is the dumbest person in that
family. Greg is or isn't?
Oh, that's right. Angie.
Angie graduated.
Angie kills him.
In chemical engineering at Ohio State. He wasn't making enough money, so decided to be an attorney.
First
in her class while working
full time
as a chemical engineer.
That's minor.
That was Phoenix.
Professor Handler of Domestic Fowl is Phoenix. My title, boys.
Yes. PhDF
Handler.
Professional Handler of Domestic
Fowl.
Chuck, you in or out?
That's big.
Damn good. Bob Stogler, PhDF.
That's right. Big.
You're getting business cards.
Yep. I actually have some. You guys want
with
one?
PhDF?
I do.
Do you have PhDF
on them? Hey, I'm serious. I do have business cards.
Well, do you have PhDF on them?
No. But
well, then let's get new business cards.
You got business cards?
Out in the car.
You go to me.
You got business cards?
Yes, sir.
Spence, you got them?
Have to.
Why?
Because it's a business.
It's a limited liability corporation.
It's not a corporation company.
In this place, it'd be me.
It is. I have two of them.
You don't need two.
Well, I got one that tells people how to get on the...
What if three people come in?
Thing?
You should have bought a box of 500.
Yeah, should have got more than two.
I don't know why anybody buy two.
Two's not enough. Hey,
times are tough.
Hey, they're only a dime a piece. Cost me a quarter with shipping. So I got one that tells people how to get how to connect
that
to the station.
That is so screwed up.
And then one that's actual business card.
How's iTunes working?
Huh?
How's our iTunes thing working? Or where are we at?
TuneIn.
TuneIn. Is that good?
TuneIn yeah.
works
very
great.
Well.
It's the best
does
app.
So far, so good?
It's by far the best app. It's faster than our old app was.
I'll come here once in a while, you come back, and it's the exact same thing over and over and over again.
Because you hit your rewind button on your phone.
No.
Yes. Do you hit stop?
No. I get up in the morning, I turn you on, and you're talking, and everything's going good, and then exact same thing comes back.
No.
Then you talk a little bit more, well, and that it would comes
be
back again.
That'd be something on the phone. It's not in the app, because it can't do that. Hmm. We couldn't do that if we tried. I don't
throw
think
my phone
you
toilet.
Can do it if you try. Ain't that cheer?
I don't know.
How about our cheerleaders?
We got 100.
600 of them.
We've got 100 of them.
Huh?
Awesome.
16.
Courtney's still a cheerleader. Advisor.
Yeah, she's...
tell Courtney's her great job.
She is going... She's taking us to the promised land.
She has so many people that they have to split them up between football and basketball now. That's unbelievable.
Tuck it.
That is really good.
Cart Karai.
Cart had a little just...
He ain't wearing any underwear.
It was starting to come out.
Little Donnie's peeking out, is he?
I'm actually a little bit feeling queasy sitting here by him.
A little nervous.
It's like sitting by... I ain't going to say anything.
Somebody staring at you there, Bob.
Yeah. We got a guy who used to race 34s, and he would come out in a Speedo.
He's Whoa. Listening.
No, he's dead.
Oh.
But it was... like the most unbelievable thing you ever
he
seen.
He would come
like
out in a Speedo?
Yeah, a turkey grower. And you couldn't take your eyes off of it.
Wasn't one of the Schwartz boys, was it?
No.
The Amish.
You couldn't. It was like a train wreck.
Wow.
Yeah. Fact.
Wow.
Let's take a break, come back, close this baby up.
You come from
just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. In downtown Fort Recovery, we will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Miracle Lanes is back open. They'll be open on Thursdays at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 a.m. Stop on out and see Corey and Jared and bowl a few games. And all of their delicious food is right at your fingertips. Call them at 375-4274 and order your favorite food. They're great sandwiches, wings, subs, pizza, and more. Then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget about their Friday lunch buffet with pizza, wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes, back open for the season. 375-4274. There's going to be a free youth outdoor 3D archery shoot on Saturday, August 19th at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. It's sponsored by Pheasants Forever, Big Buck Sporting Goods, and the Progressive Sportsman's Club. Stop by any time between 8 a.m. and noon to register and shoot. A parent or guardian must be there at registration to sign a waiver, and you need to take your own archery equipment. So any area youth 18 and under, stop on out to the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road on Saturday morning, August 19th, between 8 and noon for a free 3D archery shoot. Sponsored by Pheasants Forever, Big Buck Sporting Goods, and the Progressive Sportsman's Club.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Fort Recovery High School and Valley View High School will be uniting as one on Friday night to help out Rockport High School near Houston recover from the devastating floods over the past week. The game Friday night is a great opportunity to bring two schools together, not only competitively, but also to help others in a time of need. Valley View and Fort Recovery will send relief funds to Rockport to assist them in their recovery from the flooding. Both schools will be collecting monetary donations throughout the school week and between the first and second quarters of the football game on Friday night. The schools will also be sending signs of encouragement and positive messages to Rockport High School in Texas, letting them know that we are thinking about them during this time. Monetary donations can be dropped off at Fort Recovery High School during school hours through this Friday or at the Fort Recovery Radio Studio tonight during our weekly talk shows, Insight at 7 and Sports Talk at 8. Let's all do our part to bring at least a little relief to the students and families of Rockport, Texas. Again, monetary donations can be taken to the school this week during school hours or can be brought to our studio tonight during Insight and Sports Talk from 7 to 10.
Who's this, V?
Alan Jackson.
Is it? Chuck? What's the name of it? Gone Country?
Gone Country.
Gone Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas.
Let's go to Nashville sometime. There, you want to go?
I'm in.
Let's go. Seriously.
Tonight.
It'd be fun.
You guys in or out?
We'll be back. We'll be back by Friday.
You want to go now? We're going to take our wives or not?
Nope.
Us three in Nashville?
Let's go.
That should work out good.
Nothing could go wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Chuck, you in or out?
I'll stay back and bail you out.
You got
How
money?
How about that?
You just spent your last dollar in a
I did.
Store. I got Max Klingshirn. Max Klingshirn says,
Max.
Michael Jenkins, 4th and 1.
Oh, it was big.
He knew exactly what
was
going
on. It was big. Max, it was big.
Max
came
knows.
Right at me and Big P. We were high-fiving.
Oh, absolutely. God. Big Max texting in here.
Yes, sir.
I love Max, by the way.
He's awesome.
Birthday.
I didn't see that.
18.
Today's his birthday?
Or this week.
All right. He's got like a whole week.
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow, that was
long
labor.
It's a long
Why
delivery.
Not? Yeah,
huge delivery.
How about Jake's house?
Huge.
What's Jake doing down there?
Just building. Whatever he wants.
Building.
It's like he's building a hotel or something.
Yeah, Jake's like. You listening out there? What are you doing, brother?
Well, I think Calpy said the other a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago, I guess it'd be. He had the garage pretty well all done, and Jake called him and said, "Hey, we need to add something." So they added. Like a second Perfect. Story or something, and off they went.
Copy's limited liability company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Company.
Exactly.
Yep. You're not going to let him live it down, are you? He's out. Yeah, whatever. Great.
Browns.
Joe Hayden.
We're getting rid of him right
Let's
now.
Let's get rid of
him. I like getting rid of Hayden. Piss on Hayden.
Wait.
Just who picked him up?
Pittsburgh.
Automatic. INT touchdown.
I don't care.
First game.
Absolutely don't care. We
Bubba's
pay
not afraid of.
And we are. I'm not afraid of Hayden. And we don't have to pay him a salary. They
we
said
don't?
We had to pick up $4 million? No.
Oh, we can have him.
Next year, 2018, we have 2 number 1s and 3 number 2 picks. We're coming. We're going in the right direction.
Hold on a minute.
What?
We don't have any guys left.
That would be fine.
Who?
10 years.
We have 10 years of picks that we don't get anybody left.
We're going to be fine. And we traded Cam Irving to Kansas City.
I think we got rid of him, too, for a peanut butter
Joe
sandwich.
Hayden gets released, and you get nothing out of him, and you get a fifth-round pick for Cam Irving. Tell me there's something wrong with the NFL.
Perfect.
What do you think?
Crazy. And the ones you have left are...
Shut up, Neil. Don't say anything bad about the Browns.
I'm done, then.
You were going to say something bad, wasn't you?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm done.
Because they're not standing for the national anthem.
No, they did last game.
They were back.
Unity. Jim Brown talked to him.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for Jim Brown.
Jim Brown, musical genius. Hey.
What? That's James
Come back.
Brown.
Kiss my
ass. Oh. That's right. That's something important.
But yeah.
Forgot it because I screwed it up.
No, this is big.
I got. Can't remember.
Up.
God damn it. Damn.
I'll think of it.
Just need to talk.
A-B-C-D.
Talk amongst yourselves out there. Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
How about this? I got a little fun fact.
I love your fun facts.
I love fun facts.
So, you know, I have a guy from Clinton Massey, Wilmington.
Right, you got a lot of
wants to talk to me about the Mac.
Okay.
So one of the things he asked me, he said, hey, you know, how do the teams that are not so successful in the conference, how do they put up with that? How right. do they deal with it? So,
there
being inquisitive.
Amen.
I go back to 2000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every school in the MAC has been in the top three, first, second, or third since in the last 17 years.
Top three of what?
They finished in the top three.
Including New Bremen and Parkway.
Yes.
Obviously, we were in that in 2000, but in
so
the bottom three.
2004, New Bremen was tied for third.
Mm-hmm.
That was their only appearance.
Right.
Parkway in 2007.
Right. Shooting yep. Boys.
They had Jordan Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson. That's Thompson. Right.
So in 17 years, Anna was in there three times.
Yep.
Coldwater, 17. Four Recovery once. Marion Local, 13. Now, think about Coldwater.
17,
in the top
17.
Three, all 17 years.
17 years.
Yeah.
Marion Local, 13. Minster, 4. New Bremen, 1. Parkway, 1. St. Henry, 4. St. John's, 10.
That's an unbelievable stat.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm.
And Versailles, 5.
Mm. Yep. Was Versailles comes in around, the league in 2000?
No. Their
I couldn't remember.
First
that,
year
they had to be pretty close to when they came
2003,
in.
I believe.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there, so that yeah, they'd had fewer opportunities, but still.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stat, so, Bob.
Yeah, that is
really good.
It's interesting. I mean,
talk people, a little bit about your referee class you're putting on.
Oh, yeah.
Seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, send me some information. We'll try to get some more. We'll put a promo on here again for
so,
you.
So we have a referee class. It's sponsored by the Grand Lake Basketball Officials Association, which is headquartered in downtown Chickasaw.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Uses the
Are
provincial.
You an LLC?
We are not.
Damn it.
Should
but,
be.
Uses the town tavern as their meeting place.
Good place to meet.
So,
perfect.
But anyway, we're doing a basketball class. We do it every year. And right now, there's a little bit of a kind of a shortage of officials in a lot of sports, but particularly in basketball. So
most of that's my fault.
Your name yeah, has come up.
Scared about
I don't doubt that.
But ever since the trip down from the stands in St. Henry.
Yeah, well,
they're on a decline after that.
Cool. So, but yeah, what I do is I actually do the class, and it's you have to do 25 hours.
Okay.
And we usually meet one night a week for 3 hours. And the 25-hour thing is kind of the OHSA says you have to do 25 hours.
Right.
It's like, you know.
You're close.
It's kind of ridiculous because I always tell the people that take the class, in fact, kid that's really going to be good.
Darian Sheffer's
going to be good.
In fact, not really going to be good. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already good.
And he has as good a chance as, I mean, if he wants to do it, he can go as far as he wants to go.
Yeah.
But that being said, I always tell the people that take the class that if I give you 25 hours of training, you are going to be bored out of your mind, and I am too, because we're going to run out of things.
Right.
Yeah.
So the OHSA puts a ridiculous number out there, and so I have a class, and I probably do about 15 hours of actual class time,
okay,
and the rest of it's on the floor.
Right.
And it doesn't equal 25, but
yeah,
just between us girls,
it's pretty close.
It's 25.
Absolutely.
It's 25.
So looking for people that are interested in doing it, and it's you know, it costs $65. That is a minimum I can charge.
Right.
The OHSA says you have to charge $65 because we want our money.
Right.
Licensing fees, rule books, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it costs $65. We start September 19th, the week of September 19th, and you know, anybody that's, I mean, hell, I don't even know too much about basketball, and I went through the same class.
Did it.
And it's kind of fun. It keeps you involved in the sport.
Gives great you, way to make a little extra money.
I mean, it's, you know, doing games, junior high games, $60 for two games, a 7th and an 8th grade game, $40 for a freshman game, $50 for a JV game, $70 for a varsity game. And that is in all sports, but excuse me. So, you know, we're looking for people to take the class, and not, you know, like I said earlier, not for any other reason than there's a shortage of officials, and we're trying to help do the right things. Actually, Bob Sagerson, the longtime coach at Lima Central Catholic, sent me an email, and he's trying to help with that as well, and he's working through the Coaches Association, the Ohio Basketball Coaches Association, and sent out information. He requested some information. I sent it to him, and basically he's sending it out to coaches in the Ohio High School Basketball Coach Association for them to go out and try to recruit former players, former coaches, whatever, to try to get, because basically it's getting to the point where, you know, there's a severe need for officials.
Yeah. Do you have anybody signed up so far?
I have three guys.
Three guys.
So
how many did you have last year?
Do you think money?
Four.
Okay.
Do you think money plays a role? Do you think that if we gave $100 a game, we'd have better officials, or not saying better, more or officials?
Here's what I'd say: you might have more officials, but you know, I'm in the camp that I wouldn't want officials that wanted
that for money.
Yeah, if you give me $100, I'll do it, but I'm not going to do it for $70. I mean,
I agree with that to a certain extent, but I think you're kidding yourself if you don't think that plays a little bit of effect, because if you're going to go out there and get yelled at for $70, it does. I mean, to me,
need a
$100. Yeah, I mean,
well, here's something I would look at if you do one game a week and you get $400, that's at least a pretty decent amount of a house payment, and that's what a lot of people are looking at. Yeah. Extra money. For that, if you're getting 70, that's 280. That's a third or a fourth of a house payment. So it's not so much, but 400 is a lot more than 270.
Well, no.
Or 280. I mean,
you've been talking to the Shane boys, haven't you?
No.
It's mathematics.
I agree with you. But you know, you can basically do as many games as you want. I mean,
yeah,
there are people that have taken that class and have made several thousand dollars a basketball season.
Yes.
You know,
and very easily.
Yeah.
Because so, you can do junior high and some of that stuff during the week.
Well, there's
and girls games.
Monday there's freshman games and some JV games. Tuesday there's JV games and junior high games. Wednesday there's
church league.
Wednesday there's budget church league.
That's $20.
But Thursday, all kinds of games. Friday,
girls,
boys games.
Saturday boys games. Yeah.
Three games a day, and Sunday.
It might cramp up.
I would say for the most part, though, you get guys like yourself. You enjoy the game. That's why you do it. I mean, I think you make a little money here and there, but to get a good official, you have to find somebody that loves basketball, likes to stay with it. You know, and I think the good guys you see, like a Darian Sheffer, is going to be a great official.
Yeah.
And he loves the game. I mean, I think he loves
the
game.
How about our basketball coach? Anybody talk to him?
I don't know. He won't come talk to us.
Does anybody know him?
Maybe he won't come talk to us?
I haven't talked to him.
I've never seen him.
Because
is he teaching?
I know he works.
No.
He doesn't
teach. He works
teach.
At Crown.
Yeah.
Crown.
But I think he's a
mid-mark.
I think he's a second
shifter. Crown and mid-mark are same companies.
He's a second shifter.
Crown and mid-mark are
second shift.
Not.
Yeah. Second shifter.
How do you coach?
But he starts like at 10:30 or 11. It's a late.
We ain't quite sure.
It's second and a half, somewhere in there. They
two
only have two shifts.
Two and a half.
Well, you worked there, I think, didn't you? So,
what? Mid-mark?
Yeah, didn't you work at mid-mark? Oh, Mr. Machine. Sorry.
It's kind of, it begins as an MI.
Same thing. Yeah, they both begin with M.
And they have an I for the second letter.
They're both in Auglaize County.
Yeah.
I can see where you get
back. No,
one's in dark.
Mark's in dark.
No, sorry. Mid-mark.
But yeah, there's, I mean.
We went everywhere with that one.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way to bring it back. But
dial it in.
There's an opportunity for somebody that wants to stay involved in the game, whatever. You know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I always kind of laugh about this. I've seen a lot of gyms that nobody will ever see. You know, I can think about going up to North Baltimore and doing a varsity game in there, and it's basically a block wall on one side and five bleachers on the other, and that's not an exaggeration.
You went all the way to Maryland?
North Baltimore. I was on the north side.
North Baltimore.
Oh, that's even farther.
North Baltimore is up by Finley.
I know where in the hell North Baltimore is.
I don't. Stop.
I do now.
A truck stop up there.
Well, then, so it's same. Noted for what?
Okay, let's...
So anyway, if I sign up...
You're in.
I'm in what? I'm in the class?
You're in the class.
And then you're going to work on my mechanics?
Yep.
He's not working on me.
All right.
Not that kind of mechanic. You're a technician now.
All right, so...
You used to be a mechanic.
I got traveling. Okay.
I teach Neffy. I teach Neffy.
You go backwards, traveling?
I go backwards.
That's awesome.
Back B?
That is so awesome.
Can I call loose ball foul?
You can, yeah, absolutely.
Daryl Garrison.
Loose ball foul.
Loose ball. I want to call loose ball foul.
I mean, you can do about anything you want, but
I don't like the implications of this song, Chuck.
You do have to take a test.
I'm out.
And
what's that mean, Chuck? Chuck is full hot shaking going.
Full hot shaking.
I don't like the implications of this.
I don't either. This is going to get ugly. Me and Chuck going at her.
But you have to take a test and get a 75 to pass. And
out of 1,000?
Out of 100.
Oh, I'm out.
But it's not difficult. It's open book. It's
you wear your shorts?
Shorts.
Yep.
Well, I'm out again.
You gotta wear a belt with your pants.
No, you don't wear a belt.
When you're referee, no. Then my pants are on the ground.
Sands about.
Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground.
Sands
looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Pants. Can I referee without my shirt? Can my shirt tail out?
Shirts.
If you get your license, you can kind of do whatever you want.
What about the black shiny shoes? Can I get a pair of those?
Yep.
Suspenders. Nice. Can you wear suspenders?
I love the black shiny shoes.
I will give you a pair of mine.
And I want one of them whistles that has no P.
No whistle. Almost no whistle has P anymore.
They don't?
No.
How do you make it whistle?
Go.
I didn't know it whistled without a P.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing that you do, what Bub's doing there.
Oh.
Travel. That's a foul.
It's called a fox.
Can I use my whistle?
Yes. That would be great.
That would be great.
That would be something to bring into a game.
Yes.
The referees have them whistles.
Yeah. All the kids are going, what the hell?
And then you can put on like big red noses on your nose.
Nobody wouldn't yell at you about that at all.
No. And then like have a bucket full of confetti.
Dump it on the fans. Harlem Globetrotters.
Mac basketball.
Welcome to Mac basketball.
Confetti in a bucket.
We just can't do a show anymore.
I think we can make this thing work.
Huh?
We can make this work.
We got to get creative.
We can do it. Circus.
The show must go on.
Name that tune. Tell me the name of that song. You're wrong. If you don't have it already, you can't name it.
What is it?
Entry of the Gladiators.
I know
Entry
that.
Of the Gladiators.
You know, if you take an IQ test, you're in the top.
No, I just know that kind of crap.
I know, but that's crap that's you got to know.
Good crap.
That's good crap.
That's good crap.
Great crap.
Great crap.
We got volleyball tomorrow night, boys.
Yes.
Double St. John's Big Blue time. Jays up here at Fort.
Big game Friday.
Big game tomorrow night.
Yep. Buckeyes
tomorrow. Yep. We had a great week.
We'll be simulcasting WPGW tomorrow, and of course it'll be Hobbs and Joe Bruns Friday
night.
From Valley View, from Germantown. And again, if you're going down there and have a GPS, 62 Comstock Street.
What's that mean?
That's the address of the stadium.
But
it's in behind there. So
Germantown.
It's in Germantown.
They got for the lights.
And it's on Germantown, Farmersville Road, but somewhere in there. That, not that kind of
German. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You got to wear helmets.
Helmets.
They do have a sauerkraut festival.
Oh, I hate sauerkraut, but I love sausage.
I've heard that about you.
Sausage gobbler.
Best joke he's ever said on the radio.
He's got to bleep his own joke, right?
All I said was confirming what he said.
We got to get out of here.
We got to. We're going to get that off the air. When are we going high tech? When are we going on the air?
I have no idea. Whenever the FCC opens up the licensing process and we fill out all the papers. And
so we're a long way away.
Yeah. What's your best guess, Chuck? 2019?
Oh, geez,
maybe for the licensing process, I think.
For us to open.
For us to apply.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know how it all went back then, but when Rockford applied, it took them a year and a half from the time they applied till the time they got on
that
the air.
That puts us in 2020.
They had to build it.
But they had to build
it,
stuff.
Yeah, we're
to buy everything and build it.
Yeah,
we got everything bought.
Chuck, I have everything I need.
Chuck has everything.
You have a tower?
All I Chuck need has, is the air that I breathe.
Chuck's got that all under control.
Love you.
All we need is to get the application and get it approved, which, you know, we're trying to run basically FCC. We're trying to do pretty much everything FCC.
Get an LLC.
Hold on a second.
One of the big things is they want to make sure you're
your federal communications company.
Yes.
Corporation.
Commission.
Oh, it's company.
Nice commission.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It might be community.
Greg, let us know. But anyway,
nobody's listening.
Yeah, once we get the application in, they have to approve it. But unlike Rockford, they had to wait till everything got done before they could start putting stuff together. Chuck already has the stuff ready.
Chuck's
way ahead of everybody.
So what are you going to have to do with Bob here? His language. Are you have to?
We got to delay it.
We got a beeper. My language is a lot better than it was when we first started.
Yeah,
we were bad first. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, you're full of
beep.
Boys, it's gonna be a great week.
Yep.
Can't wait. Memorial Day too. Monday.
It's Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Yeah. Memorial Day.
Labor Day. Always get them two screwed up. Yeah. Why is that?
Beginning and end of summer.
Jerry Lewis Telethon this year.
Ooh, no Jerry.
Not Jerry Lewis.
Huh? Jerry's toast.
I think Jerry's may be out this year. They haven't actually done the telethon for 5 or 6
years. They do something.
Yeah, they do a 3-hour thing.
3 hours.
It's ridiculous. Boom. It's horrible.
Go 24 yearly.
You got to bring it back.
Yep.
The memory of Jerry.
He did it.
Never slept.
Yeah.
No. He raised awesome. More than $2.5 billion. That's kind of a lot.
I'm surprised he didn't cure muscular dystrophy with all that money.
They've made a lot of progress.
Go ahead. Oh, we heard this last week.
Yeah, last week.
Walk on, boys.
Walk on.
Big game.
Buckeyes tomorrow night. Indians Friday night.
Ohio State 40.
And
2. Indiana 14.
Indiana's going to score a couple?
Close. Right there. I agree with you.
I like it.
What in the hell is that thing?
I don't know.
Todd Homan.
What is what thing?
We got something flashing out there.
It's like a big combine.
I thought
combine.
We couldn't drive this thing on the road at night.
Yep, that's Todd. He's got claw.
It's coming right through here because it grows Will out. Called him Hedge.
Hedge.
Bring on the Hedge.
Hedge touchdowns. We want Hedges.
I'm pretty sure that he was dropping that silage chopper off of Fees to get worked on tomorrow.
Might be.
Bring her down.
You ever work on a silage chopper?
Yeah, not yet.
What's the weirdest thing you ever fixed?
Probably my car, my Traverse.
Had a lot of weird ones.
Mopeds. Portsy's golf cart.
School buses.
School bus.
You should work on them things.
Who was a better mechanic in your day, you or Digger?
Fee Digger. By a bunch.
Digger. Was he really? You two ever get in a fight?
No.
Nope.
Did you?
They did, but not with each other.
Transmission on him one time.
Did you really?
He yelled it. Oops. Sorry. You all right?
Is this at Garrett's?
Yeah. Garrett's.
Yeah. How long years you guys work together?
Way too many.
I don't know. We did a lot.
Ask Dave Stahl.
Why Dave Stahl?
Dave and Mike Stahl.
Dave and Mike.
Because it's next door.
Oh, really?
We never missed.
Is that right? All right. Well, boys, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
Yep.
We'll be back on the air next Wednesday night for a great show.
Talk about some victors.
What you got there, Bubba?
I got some stuff here.
All right.
What you got?
Let's go through my mails here. I got some stuff. Walk on. I got.
How many people want to sign up for the basketball class?
Yep. Hey, Digger, make sure you send me an email about the details on that.
I will do that.
I need to get my son to do that.
Yeah.
Cody would be great.
Cody?
Oh, he would
be
classic.
Frank 10.
Yeah.
Then Fee could show up as the backup.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be great. We'll see you guys. Come up to the volleyball game tomorrow night. Indians,
volleyball,
St. John's.
Buckeyes, Indians.
Great weekend.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.